Yep. It's going to be like that tonight.
Going to be one of them days.
Yeah, let me hit the right thing.
Okay, that's fine. Welcome back. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday night. I know we are. You're watching a brand new Ike Live show. It's the Halloween special. Mr. T, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm good. I mean, I'm kind of no longer Mr. T.
Well, you're still Mr. T. You got the sweats on and all right. that. Yeah.
This is kind of like what Rocky wore, though.
You could be Rocky, or what Rocky was Mr. T and Rocky in?
Rocky, he was in the third Rocky.
The third Rocky.
Yes.
Okay. Was that before or after the Russian?
That was before the Russian.
Before the Russian.
He insulted Apollo Creed in the ring, called him a washed up has been. Like, get out my face. You
yeah.
know?
Oh, that's right.
He killed
yeah.
Mickey in a squabble out front.
That's right.
Mickey had a heart attack.
Mickey had a heart attack.
And that's when Rocky learned how to have some soul.
Wow.
Remember in the mirror, he was wearing shorts, running on the beach.
Oh yeah. That's right. Man, what a good series, the whole Rocky series.
I mean, they're all amazing.
Speaking of that, Pete, I noticed you put the Phillies cap on. We've got some Philly sports teams doing really good right now.
Pete Bundy, right here. Hey.
We got the Philadelphia Eagles doing good. We got the Phillies doing okay, right?
Brian, are you me-tooing Becky right in front of Mike?
I can't hear Pete. What'd you say?
They're tied. The Phillies are tied with the Houston Astros. It's tied 1-1. They're coming home to Philly, where we have the mega home field advantage for the next three games.
Yeah.
Starts tomorrow night. So it's a lot of fun. Eagles undefeated. Oh my gosh, 7-0. When have we ever seen
that? Even with the Phillies, just 6 inches, right, on that home run.
Yeah,
could have been a little bit of a different game.
Their offense is always there. You can always count on it, and it's going to explode. The Astros, on paper, way better team. They're supposed to win. Philly's only won 80 games this year. They're like the Cinderella story.
Do you think the Phillies got lucky first game? Because they kind of were getting clapped, right? Like they were last night.
5-0, man.
That's what I'm saying. And then
I'm proud of them because they got punched in the face, just like Rocky.
Yeah,
got knocked down to the canvas and got up. But that's happened to them a lot. In the games, they play well from behind.
Yeah,
that's character, man.
Dirty and scrappy.
Yeah,
Paul, I can tell you this: if the Philadelphia Phillies win, I can promise you there will be a Phil's win tattoo on my ass. Once again, all these years later,
we got
good to know, Mike.
Yes.
What we should do is we should sing that song, that Dancing Alone. I don't even know the song, but
Dancing Alone.
Yeah, they when they're celebrating.
What's that, Paul's walkout music? Every fight he's ever been in.
Okay, Dave. Pipe down over there. Pipe down.
Sorry, Paul.
Wow.
But the Phillies sing it, man. The players all they love this song, and you saw some of the celebrations like at Xfinity Live or all these Philly places.
He's climbing the poles again.
Well, they're all singing a cappella, man. They shut down the DJ, they shut down everything, and they're celebrating, singing the song.
I saw that they greased the poles up,
and they still were climbing the poles.
Yeah, I actually hope the Phils win, so I can. I would love to take Vegas and Stella maybe not like even an active part of the parade, but just to see the hoopla.
Why don't you just rent a helicopter and fly over it?
Maybe I should.
This is what the commoners look like, Vegas.
The commoners.
Let them eat cake.
Yeah, yeah.
Cake.
We'll be restricting them on our lake real soon.
Yeah, restrict them. Keep them out of this lake, especially now that there's more smallmouth in here. Let me remind you, if you're watching over on Facebook, do me a favor, like and share the feed. If you do that, you're going to be entered a chance to win a mystery tackle box. Normally, we give the Ike Live gift bag, but I don't know. They're all gone or
we're doing selfies.
We're doing selfies on the couch.
Did we say that you guys flew in an hour ago from Italy?
We did.
We did say that?
We did. We did. But
everybody knows.
We are messed up. I'm messed up.
Yeah.
Like the jet lag thing. It took me...
Great story, Mike. Jay Kumar's ready to go.
Okay, real quick. It took me 3 days to get into the rhythm of that sleep pattern.
Yeah.
So it probably will take me another 3 now that we're
Jay Kumar,
on the flip
side. It's 3:30 a.m.
It's 3:30 a.m.
And we've been up since
That's true. All right, I don't want to hesitate any longer. I want to get right. I want to get right to
yes,
it. Our guest
inside,
tonight,
yes,
and
do.
this is a special show to have him on because Halloween special is always a good one for us. Guy I've known for a long time, from the beginning of my career until now. Really big influence in the sport of fishing, and a really good guy. Plus, he's from Jersey, which is just bonus points. Jay Kumar, everyone, joining us on the show once again. How you doing, Jay?
Good. How's everybody doing? And by the way, Mike, I do think you should do that beer fishing park because you need more to do, dude.
I do. I need more, and Becky needs more. Yeah. She needs another job, too. Yeah. We all need more jobs.
Don't
but
have enough.
We definitely don't have
you
enough.
You would ruin Italy if you went over there with this attitude.
Yeah.
Everything
maybe.
Cool they got going on. You guys
I know.
They would assassinate you like Kennedy, making them work more than friggin' 2 days a week.
I know.
They'd kill you.
I know. Well, here's the thing. Two comments real quick, Jay. First one is, why do you sound better audio-wise than anyone here live in studio? You sound good. Are you using a super mic? What do you have there?
I think your mics were made by Captain Crunch, it sounds like.
Oh, damn.
Does it sound like that?
It does.
You gotta send me a DM.
It does. All right. And the second part.
Kumar has that voice, too.
Well, he does have a great voice.
He's a great audio
voice. You have a radio voice. Yeah. You always had a radio voice, which is good. But the second thing is, Jay, who were you tonight? Like, we had a hard time figuring out Jake. We couldn't really figure out who he was. Who were you dressed as tonight for Halloween?
Who do you know?
Yes.
That loves bass fishing. And looks for this.
Oh. What do you think? Any guesses? Guys?
Bronson.
Guys? Linder? Could it be Linder? Troy Linder. You look like Troy Linder. Pete, guesses?
No. Well, who did Brian try to hook up to have the conference? Oh, that was Jay that wanted to talk Sasquatch.
Just let him keep going. Sorry,
are you just you're yourself?
Oh, you're yourself.
Oh, my God. Please put a timestamp on that.
Timestamp
so
this.
Oh, God, Peter. Yeah,
it's 3:30 for you guys, but it's 5 a.m. for Pete. He's been up all night.
He's been partying too many bouillon balls.
Jay, give him a break. He's been up since noon.
Oh my God!
You were the only two that I know that chase Sasquatch. Sorry, it took me a little while to get there.
John Barone loves the Sasquatch.
John does love Sasquatch.
John, that's true.
Don Barone. Yeah.
I was that's just
true.
Telling people about your book, Jay, and that's the cover of it behind him right there, Paul.
It is.
I like it.
Yeah, the book awesome. From 17 years ago.
Great book.
Wow.
You got a smallmouth on your hat?
Yes. All the best fish are smallmouth. I don't know if you knew that.
I'd agree with that.
Hey, you could see that.
I can, but I can't ID him.
Wow.
So speaking of smallmouth.
I think he fakes it. He can tell that that's a smallmouth. I think he's faking it.
He might be.
I mean, I can see distance. I got to have reading glasses, though.
So speaking of smallmouth, the Italian anglers desperately want smallmouth, and there were seriously conversations going on, Jay, and I'll say this because I'm not going to do it, so I'll just go ahead and say it. There were serious conversations going on how – I could get smallmouth to those guys.
Oh, you?
Yes. Like investigating ways to, and I'm like, man, that's like heavily illegal.
You
like,
you better stay off my wall.
At least, your wall to Susquehanna?
At least half of my wall yeah, fish but, live out here in Lake Edge.
I know, but what if you helped populate Italy with smallmouth and you've created a whole new generation of anglers? Think about the pride.
You could be like that fertility doctor that was using his own.
The fear that entire government would hate Pete, he would never.
They would
never.
Come over here and put me in jail. They would find
See?
A way.
Pete, neither one of you are Brittany Griner. You can't shoot a basketball. You'll get locked up and no one will care here. Don't care. No one will care.
Jay, if you were to ship smallmouth to Italy, I'm not saying you will, but if you were to do it, how would you go about doing it?
Me?
Yeah.
Dude, I would just get on, what is that Chinese website, Alibaba or whatever? They got like everything that's ever been made in the history of man and just order it.
Yeah.
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Even better.
Get it from the China. That's where everything comes from. Everything bad comes from China, so get right. it from China.
Bass King probably makes a smallmouth knockoff.
They probably make a smallmouth.
The bass will come with a Chinese prisoner inside the crate holding it for you.
You just got to get one of those stocking planes. and you just load it up spray with smallmouth,
yeah.
and you fly over to Italy, and you rotate that big tank,
yeah.
and it'll dump all them.
Shoot it out.
That's how you do it.
Happy chemtrails.
Wow. I think that might be a way to
how
do it.
How did largemouth get there?
Largemouth got there World War II through the military bases.
Trivia question.
Yeah. Yeah, could have been a trivia question.
It's going to be.
It's going to be. Oh.
The year.
Oh, the year. The okay. Year. I won't say anything more.
Yeah. Jay, what is the Italian Sasquatch called?
Ooh. Ooh.
I don't know. Is there one?
I think so.
I don't have any idea about that one, man.
Sasquini.
Well, I got to know.
Sasquini.
Sasquinucci.
You got to do this.
Yeah, the howl is like, yo.
Hey, yo.
What are you doing over there?
Oh, we'll go over here.
Instead of throwing rocks, they'll throw meatballs at you.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Jeff.
Well, I got to know. I mean, there's two. What other bass fisherman thinks that Sasquatch is real and he's fake?
He's fake, but there's plenty of guys that believe in it, right, Jay?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys. And a couple guys have seen one, allegedly. I won't tell their names right here, but
I'll put one up there right now. Greg DePalma saw one, Jay. Greg DePalma saw one down in Palatka.
Come on.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
dude. Never mentioned that.
It was on his Instagram feed, dude.
Wow.
From last year.
Okay.
What the hell are you doing on Instagram?
Before I realized.
Son of a, you sneaking around.
No, this is last year.
Sneaking around behind our back.
This was last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we
there's
just
a lot,
not
Jake.
Not going to know Greg, who Jay's costume is?
I'll put the guys out there because I don't have journalistic integrity like Jay has.
I think Jay's just Jay.
Yeah, just spread rumors and
Jay.
Like the news.
DePalma's a believer. Luke Duncan's a believer.
Yeah.
Greg Hackney's a believer. Jay, correct me if I'm wrong with your journalistic superiority over me.
That's not true, first of all. Second of all, I don't know about Duncan. The other two, I'll zip my lips on.
All right. Duncan posted something that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, here's the thing. With the technology that we have nowadays, especially with, you got to remember, almost all these bass guys also hunt, right? Mm. So they got trail cams up nonstop. So when you get that footage back, you're looking at it on your phone. A lot of them connect right with your phone. You know, you're seeing stuff now. You know, it's like, there's the proof, you know. And there are some of the guys that have images on their phone, and it's hard to say, you know. It's not a deer. It's not, you know, something else. You know, so that's all I got to say about that.
What about the UFOs?
What about them?
Jay, do you have an opinion on that? There's like an crazy number of UFOs being reported recently, like right now,
right?
Like they're seeing lights, they're seeing. Yeah. Jay, are you aware of this?
Somewhat, yeah.
Well, the government was supposed to have a report out on it.
I thought they copped to it already. Last year.
Let's hear what Jay says.
Jay.
Well, okay. First of all, definitely trust the government, whatever they say.
Facts.
Oh, come on, man. Forget it.
Well, here's the thing.
Whatever they say, they know. I mean, listen, I was an actual journalist in Washington, D.C. for years. Okay. And like the stuff I saw just going to social gatherings with senators and all this other stuff. It is so fake. It is so fake. Even the people that you see on TV that are way high up there, they don't even know what's going on. They don't know what's going on, let alone the government guys who get on there and the media guys who interview them. It's just a show. Yeah. It's a show. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this.
Well,
I think
was amazing, Jay. That was everything right there.
It was. I think a lot of the UFO, recent UFO sightings, a lot of the stuff, is because of the thing in Switzerland, the atom thing.
Hadron collider.
Can we not confuse the viewers who are sitting here going,
trying to learn how to catch
how this becomes.
Right. But listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to Mike's point about the hunting and seeing things, I think the reason that you're seeing more UFOs is everyone has one of these now.
Everyone has a phone.
And everyone has, like, the live on their photo, and you can slow things down. So I think there's stuff that's getting caught because the naked eye didn't see it before, or even just a regular old shot didn't see it. I think you're catching a lot.
Agree, but the pilots are reporting UFOs.
They've been
and hopefully they're not
stuff.
Doing it on their phones, but they're reporting them at an alarming rate. Like, but
wow.
They can't ID it as a military thing yet.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard anything that explains it yet.
Pete, there's a famous band called the Foo Fighters, which are named after what our pilots used to call UFOs in World War II. They called them Foo Fighters, the UFOs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They had a name for that. That's what the band was named after.
I didn't know that either.
That's cool. I had no idea.
Yeah, they called them Foo Fighters, dude.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
They win. All right. Live tackle pack or something.
Yeah, you win something.
Snackle bag.
Jay, we've got a little short list of items we have to go over with you. You know, back from your days with Bass Fan to now with Bass Blaster, you do a great job of really hitting all the hot topics. So we've got some topics for you tonight, and this is a list provided by the staff here at Ike Live. The first one, I want to get this one out of the way because this one has been beat to death. But let's get this one out of the way quick, and then we can get on to the good ones. The walleye cheating scandal has taken the world by storm in the last month. And I hate it because it's the most press we've gotten for fishing in a long time.
Ever.
And it's for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, not only that.
Yeah.
But Pete would have probably been the biggest, most seen fishing-related, freshwater fishing-related.
Had it not, he killed Pete's fall.
That killed
Pete's fall.
They
single-handedly.
Again,
killed.
Pete.
Yes.
Yeah, the walleye did to your fall break. what Pelosi's husband did to Fetterman's debate for the political insiders. No, nothing, Jay. That was for you. Sorry, dude.
Was there a question for Jay?
There was a question for Jay. There was a question. Jay, give us your feedback on this.
3:00?
Yeah, give us your feedback on the whole walleye cheating scandal.
And Pete.
Here's my explanation for that. It's an analogy. So, you know, in the summer in New York City, every night you can go to the Bronx, you can go to Queens, whatever. You know, there's pickup hoops games. You're aware of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Paul, our very own Paul plays in most of them.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if cheating went down at one of these pickup hoops games, would the NBA be affected? Would that be a black eye for pro basketball?
Right. It's a good analogy.
No.
Yeah.
There'd be yellow tape, too.
Yellow tape.
Crime scene, dude. There'd be somebody beat down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but if you're those two guys, you got to be scared right now.
Jay wasn't finished. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's a joke, man. I don't think it's a big deal at all. The guys seem to have screwed up. It looks like they were caught red-handed. So moving on, it's walleye fishing, man. It's like putting rocks in fish. I mean, it's so basic. Go back 50 years and bass fishermen were cheating better than that. You know? It's crazy.
Yeah, of all the cheating methods.
I don't see the big deal at all.
It's pretty basic. Yeah.
I love North Jersey logic. It's different than us.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. The thing that bugs me about it, though, is not the cheating itself, but how much press it's gotten and how much exposure. Because even in Italy, you know, like the guy that I fish with, he's like, knew about it, you know? You know, across the pond, knew about it.
Well, dude, it's because they had a camera over top of a bunch of fish spitting out Fabergé eggs all over the place, dude. Like, what do you think? Like, the evidence was right there. Yeah. Thank you, Jay.
Well, think about, like, the perspective. How many more people are, like, becoming aware that, fishing tournaments? Like, they've never heard them before. There's a giant population that are like, wow, that sounds cool. All I got to do is catch some fish and stuff some weights in them.
Yeah.
And I'm being sarcastic, but it's bringing attention. A lot there's attention.
Also,
we've
the
learned,
money
come
aspect.
Come on, Mike. We've learned from day one. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah.
Pete, I had an easier time trying to explain Q to you than I do trying to explain Mike's empire to people that don't know nothing about fishing. People have no idea, man.
But here's, I want to.
We just tell people, We're in marketing. Yeah. We're in marketing.
But Jay, I want to get back to this, which is why did it take something like this to bring national attention to fishing? And like I really want to point the finger at like the big organizations, right? Like BASS, MLF. Like why aren't they spending the money? Why aren't they, you know, especially bass? Like bass is I fish for bass, so I'll target them more than MLF. Why aren't they spending the money to get the to hire an agency, to get the articles, to get the you know, there's big things happening in the sport.
MLF hired an agency right when they went off and they came up with some really bad ideas.
I know, but why? Why, you know what I mean? Like some of the golden eras of bass fishing, you saw national media picking up on positive bass fishing stories. Positive fishing stories.
Okay, but
why isn't that going on anymore?
Because it wasn't a positive story.
Because you yelled at a dog?
I did yell at a dog one time.
No, but like that story went viral, but it wasn't a positive story.
Right?
Mike is saying, for a huge company like Bass or MLF, why aren't they hiring a mainstream PR company to get positive press for fishing?
Nobody cares about positive. They want to see guys about to beat somebody
Jay,
up.
Do you agree with, Jay, do you agree
guys,
with this?
There have to be stories.
Do you agree with any of this? Do you think what are you thinking here?
No, what I'm thinking is honestly the fishing community and fishing media are the only ones keeping this stupid thing alive, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And the mass media that is a bunch of negative, you know, clickbait, anything you want to throw in there other than actual worth your time to consume their media, in my opinion. And I'm saying that as a member of the media who was in semi-mass media for a while. I mean,
we got to get back to that.
I think we're just, I think all these guys who are trying to get views on, you know, YouTube or Facebook or whatever are keeping this mess alive and just let it go, man. Yeah. I mean, it's like anything else. When a fisherman, a pro fisherman, bass fisherman, gets a wrist slap or whatever for cheating, so-called, in a minor way, not like this, you know, where they fish an off-limits area or whatever, the internet erupts for, you know, 5 days and then everybody forgets about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way this will finally go once we all shut up about it. You know, no offense.
Yeah.
And until they get off.
Well, they pled not guilty. That's the latest piece on it, what's the theory there? Like, how could you plead not guilty?
Well, if you're lawyered up in the right way, you could probably find a loophole in whatever document they signed for that organization, I'm sure. There's probably a loophole to be found.
Dave?
And I heard they're countersuing the organization and the media.
There you go.
Always plead not guilty.
So it's this simple. If I were their lawyer, I would plead not guilty too. The burden of proof, the prosecution has to prove overwhelmingly and beyond a reasonable doubt that you committed the crime.
That they put that.
Did anyone see the weights in their mouth? If I brought
good
you,
point.
But Mike, if I brought you on a stand, if I brought you on a stand, brought any of you on a stand, Jay, if I brought you on a stand, have you ever caught a bass that had, I don't know, say a fishing leader coming out of its anus? You did. All of
That's
us,
of course.
Caught.
I don't.
Did
I
you
don't
say
think
anus?
So, dude.
You've never, you guys never caught a fish shitting out half of a leader or a hook
with
of
an
course.
Anus?
Well, I'm just saying.
I got a better story.
No,
for
but hold
you.
On. No, okay. Listen here. But here it is. How if no one saw them put the weights inside the fish?
Yeah.
What crime was committed? They're saying
I would agree
like
with
that.
I would agree with that. And
how dare you?
I would.
But you know the truth.
Doesn't matter.
All know, I understand.
But wait a minute. I'll back this up even more. There was
Becky,
a time.
Out.
There was a time when
Peg?
We went to Lake Champlain for Top Rod. When we used to go to Lake Champlain at Gwen's.
Yeah.
And occasionally we'd keep some bass to clean them. It was opening bass season.
Allegedly.
So you were allowed to keep a bass or two. And I remember us filleting smallmouth to eat a few that had mussels in them. Fresh, like the mussels you find on the lake bottom.
Right.
How the hell did they get in there? They're not eating mussels off the bottom.
Apparently they are.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe these walleye ate lead weights.
Where we started,
that
Pete.
That was the story?
They pled not guilty. They're going to get off with a slap.
Becky's got a time limit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do we have another topic?
Of course we have a lot of topics.
Come on, let's get another
topic. All right.
right, switch. Dave was on point. And
yeah. Just,
all right. I'm sorry, Dave.
All right, switching topics, Jay, and this one actually comes from one of our viewers. This comes from Randy Blockett. Randy's question is, Jay, how do you feel about forward-facing sonar?
How do I feel about it? I don't know if I have any feelings about it. I don't feel like joy or sadness or anger or anything, but I think it's great. I mean, forward-facing sonar, 360, side imaging. I mean, pick whatever you want. I just had a top five video that showed the saltwater guys, Furuno. They have side imaging out to 500 feet.
Yes.
And they have... Yeah. 3D images of what your sonar is imaging, if you will. I mean, it's just going that way. I mean, it's technology. But the great thing is for fishermen, I think, is that new types of fishing are coming from it, and new types of understanding of fish behavior. Like, it seems like, and Mike, you probably know this way better than me, but and all you guys for that matter. But
thank you.
It seems like the fish that we might have been fishing for all these years, it's like you go to a four-way intersection where there's a light, you know, red light. And you know if you stand at that four-way intersection, sooner or later, whatever you're looking for, because it's in a car and you're in that town, it'll come by there, right? And then you can take a picture of it or whatever. It's kind of like that maybe with the bass, where we know they're going to be on a piece of wood or on a hump or on this rock pile, whatever, at some point. So we keep going back there. We're imaging there. We drive over it, idle over it, whatever it is. And finally we see them there in fish form. But where are they the rest of the time? You know, like they're somewhere else. And now maybe you guys in particular are teaching the rest of us, or going to be teaching the rest of us, where they go and how to catch them in that other, what is it, 90% of the time, 80% of the time? I don't know.
Yeah.
They're like Sasquatch, to be honest. I mean, you think about it.
They are.
They're there and then they're not.
Right.
That's right.
Becky? Yeah, I was going to say, Pete, I what Jay just said is from a fishing standpoint on learning. I love that. I mean, that's so true, what Jay just said.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, and you're right, Jay, because we're seeing this on Bass University Talk a lot, that fishing and the guys that are winning tournaments are fishing the in-between places, like those little four-way stops that you're talking about, right? We might have one, two, or three of them maybe down a stretch of the lake, and we would go – historically, we'd stop at one four-way stop, go to the next one, and check to see if they're there. But the winners of the tournaments are now stopping at the four and fishing the in-between the four-way stops,
right.
And they're picking off the travelers that are moving.
Transients.
The transients that are moving from one place to another.
Yeah,
it's different. And using forward, like if your fish has lead weights in its belly, it's much easier to see.
It is.
It makes a taste for it.
It is. So, so there's a lot of positives, but it is hard to ignore the segment of people that hate it and that think it's the worst thing ever for fishing. It's so bad. Let me tell you, it's so bad. It's international.
Yeah.
I can't give too much away because I signed an NDA. I fished an event in Italy last week.
Oh.
That's all going to be televised. I can't give too much away. But in this tournament, they had the 1 hour. They called it the power hour.
Say what?
Listen to me. For 1 hour in the day, you could turn on your active target.
What?
Or
get
live
out
imaging.
Of here.
Yes. And that's weird. And the same thing.
Wait, was it the same hour? Or
you
had...
picked your hour.
You picked your hour.
But I asked why. Jay, I got there. I'm like, I'm the foreigner. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is ridiculous. And the sentiment in Europe, in a lot of places in Europe, in Germany and Switzerland, all these places, they fucking hate it. They hate it. They think it's the ruin of all
fishing.
Maybe
they should work more hours.
It's
because they don't have AR-15s.
I'm just telling you. So it's not just – it's well, that could be too.
I need Jim.
But this is a real thing where people are – they associate forward-facing with – an unfair advantage with not fishing. The casting, you know, casting into the unknown, right? That's why they started fishing, and this takes that away.
It's part of the romance.
You can't deny that piece of it, you know?
So I've been doing some research on some lesser expensive ways to see where the fish are.
Ooh.
Monster Mike has this down. He puts GoPros on the
GoPros
fish,
on their backs.
And then he sends them back out to the water. It's genius.
Genius, yeah. Shout out to Monster Mike.
That might be a violation of fishing
game
regulations.
I'm not kidding. I've been watching
he
those works, videos
he works
nonstop.
Italian hours,
he's
I think.
So funny. Mm-hmm.
Maybe less.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I got
what the
say,
hell's Eric work? Remember, Vatican hours? Because I'm that dude don't work at all.
When Greg Hackney gave a seminar for us, and when the mapping all of a sudden had a quantum leap, Greg was teaching about how it's never been a better time to be a shallow water angler, and I think the forward facing sonar movement has created opportunities to be a shallow water angler,
yeah,
and a successful.
Yeah.
Shallow water angler like
yeah.
never before.
I would agree. There's a little bit of that. I think that's
yeah, cool. And just remember, this is all temporary. Like, this isn't the rest of fishing.
Yeah.
You know, like, this will happen, and then it'll change fish behavior, and then...
Yes.
You know, so, and then what happens? So you have guys deep, you have guys shallow, now you have guys in the in-between. It might spread everybody out. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
You got guys
we'll
in the
see.
Upside down.
And the upside down. And there is talk, Paul, I want to bring you into this conversation. There is talk about having the forward-facing technology for small boats, which belly boats, and then bank anglers, right? Because, what? Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, because the technology is there to actually have a telescoping
honestly,
stick.
Honestly,
it's like a flashlight.
Honestly, yeah. Mike, I spend...
Are you upskirting Paul?
No, I'm just saying.
Honestly, Mike, I spend so much time hopping from spot to spot trying to find where they're at, and once I do...
Yeah, what if you had it on a
yeah,
pole?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So then I would know whether I'm wasting my time there or not to move to another spot or stay there and figure something else out, use
oh,
different
keep,
bait.
Keep that Paul exists. Away from the sock hop with the extension stick, my God.
Oh, it's like metal detecting.
You'd be in the closet.
Yeah. You're out there swinging around in the water. It's like metal detecting.
Sock hop?
All right.
Well, listen, I got to say this, too. Since I have live scope on my boat, I don't fish nearly enough, certainly not as much as you guys, but I can tell you this, like, it does not make fishing a gimme, not even
right.
remotely close. You have to have the right conditions.
Yeah.
You have to know how to use it. You have to know what your bait looks like and how the fish react to it and what kind of fish it is. Like, these pros make it look easy. It is not easy. No way.
Nah. Yeah. Seeing them and catching them are two different things.
Yeah. Especially Jersey.
Yeah.
I do think it gives a major advantage to the younger guys.
It does.
Because
it just you stick Vegas on a boat with technology like that. I can't. It keeps sliding on
okay.
my head.
Sorry.
wig.
Ow.
Yeah, wig.
But like kids who've grown up with video games and everything, like Vegas didn't even have to be taught what was what.
He still can't program a VCR.
And he could just cast because he could understand. What the screen meant in real life.
Yeah.
I got to say, the top 10 at the Open, it was amazing. Like, everybody was under 25 years old except for me.
Yeah.
And Chad Pipkins.
Yeah.
Like, and Chad's young. Like,
Chad's young. Yeah.
Every, all the top 10, I'm looking around. I'm like, are you kidding me?
And they were all dry.
Yeah, Pete didn't use LiveScope. He just went in for them.
Yeah.
They're old and wet.
Yeah, they're like, Pete, don't you know we have devices that can see under the water, bro?
Pete wet. Pete moist. Pete moist.
Sorry.
Good segue to the next topic, Jay, which there is some tie in here.
Sasquatch?
No. Oh. With forward facing and MLF making a big announcement last week on changing the format from every fish counts, every fish that falls in that weight quota counts, to the five heaviest fish. Thoughts on that, Jay? What are your thoughts on that change?
Yeah, I'll throw you back a question. So,
okay,
as you know,
yes.
Jacob Wheeler finished in the top 10 in every single tournament except the last one, and where he finished in the top 20.
Wow. Yeah.
So he ran away with Angler of the Year. And Dustin Connell won 3 tournaments.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
So how much of this changed do you think was those two guys just beating up on everybody else? I'm not laughing because it's, you know, bad or whatever.
Yeah,
I think it's amazing.
Right.
They had incredible years. But, I mean,
yeah,
if you're the other guys, you know, and as you know how that how they kind of vote to make things happen over there,
yeah,
you know.
Jay,
what do you think?
Small fish catchers?
Jay's not usually wrong. I hope that's not why the rule was changed. God, I hope that's not like, oh, they're having too much success. They're kicking our butt. Let's change the rule. I hope that's not it. I had heard, but I don't have any, you know, credible source, but they made the change because
never.
The you know, it, because
just
the
never.
public is telling them that they prefer to view and show up to the five fish limit and
yeah,
the weigh-in.
Yeah, I don't know. I think what Jay just said was 100% part of the reason. I don't know if it was the only reason, but I think
then it would be 50% of the reason or 40%.
Well, I think Dustin and Jacob's success definitely played into it. But you know,
but why?
Because
what's the logic?
Well,
because
they're getting their, you know, because you have
I get
nine
it, but
anglers.
Winning, but why does the fish? Why does that rule apply to them?
Mike's going to tell you.
Because they're successful with it, and they're kicking ass, and they're, you know. But I honestly think that it's going to be the same.
Yeah.
They're good with it or without it, with 5
it
or 50.
Hey, Mike, do you think if you exchange the name, and Jay, if you exchange the name KVD and Skeet Reese for those two dudes, does the rule change, or are they like
the
cool?
Rule stays the same.
Jay?
It doesn't change. It stays the same.
I mean, I don't know, but it's probably a different conversation.
It's a different conversation. You know? And the strength of MLF to me was always being different, right? It was I disagreed with the rule when they went
2 pounds.
Yeah, I hated that. I loved it when it was every legal fish.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And then they had the weight quota, and I was like, oh, this is terrible. They're changing, you know, the difference. And now they're falling in line with other tournament organizations.
But don't you think from the standpoint of, like, representing the industry, right?
Yeah.
Because they have to have sponsors. And, like, it became, like, a spinning rod league. It became a wacky worm rig. League.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Cranking's killing it, though.
Whatever. I stopped watching 3 years ago.
I'm
saying, like, it just got one-dimensional to me. You know, like, you're not going to see guys going out there throwing a big bait for a big fish or going headhunting when it's every fish.
But could it just be, guys, that when every other football league that tries to start up parallel to the NFL dies, could it just be Bass is where it's at and everyone else, no matter what they do, is going to have a second recipe?
That's kind of where I'm going is.
I don't know.
Are they trying to keep the guys that they got from Bass or FLW? Are they trying to keep them now because they know that some of them are leaving?
Yeah.
And they're getting rid of the pro circuit, making it the invitationals. That's a five fish league.
Yeah.
Are they changing it now to keep that five fish format so that they don't lose their old guys and bring in new guys?
I guess my point is, like, you know, this is before Me Too, but XFL had the cheerleader camp and it didn't go. No one cared. No one watched it.
Right.
You know what I mean? They followed them walking around like, you know, no one cared, you know?
Right.
And because the NFL's the product. It's like Bass is the product, in my opinion.
I got to believe, let me just comment real quick that it's got to be, I think it might just be as simple as they're not being as profitable as they need to be under the current format.
Right.
So they have to make a decision to try to be more profitable.
Right. It could be that. Jay, you talk to these guys on a regular basis, the entirety of the field.
You don't have to stay.
Beck's falling asleep because she's on a different time zone. Without, you know, just being honest, without giving any names, would you say a vast majority of the MLF anglers, current MLF Bass Pro Tour anglers, are happy, are content, are dissatisfied? What's the feeling with those guys?
Yeah, I honestly don't know because I gave kind of my opinion on it, and I wanted it to be mine. I mean, in the Bass Blaster, not just right here. But
yeah.
I wanted it to be mine, not affected. I didn't even read the social posts on it because those guys were posting like, you know, hey, what do you think? And that doesn't even matter anyway, because, you know, there's so many trolls social media or whatever.
Plus
but
stupid people.
I really don't know. And I'm curious to find out. I really am.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Jake, we got some IMs coming through.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got?
We got a good one from Jason Ryan.
Yo, Jason. Yo.
He's saying that adding the weight factor might make it more interesting, and I think where he's going with it is something like where Bobby Lane wins the championship. He's fishing for a certain size fish,
yeah,
but it's not a cullable fish.
Right.
It's just whatever he can get that's in that range, maybe 2 pound or 3 pound or whatever it was. Well, if he already has his five and they're good ones, now in that situation he's fishing for a five or six, does that change that dynamic of the viewership?
Right.
Where, I mean, now you're looking for the bigger class fish.
Yeah.
You catch a 3 pounder and go, oh, it's not big enough now.
Yeah. It's a different strategy for sure. It totally changes the strategy. I mean, it goes from catching numbers to targeting big fish again.
Right.
Yeah. Heck.
I could have used input at the open. I didn't realize I was that close. Like at the open, I was thinking I needed mega. And so, but had I known I was two pounds
went
out
for a swim,
I would have done something different.
Stay in the boat, kept fishing. Yeah.
I hope Jacob Wheeler goes out next year with that record and smashes him up again, dude.
Yeah, well, probably will.
He's done it.
Yeah,
he's already proved that he can do it on five bigs.
Like, yeah. What's the next rule going to be like?
Yeah, just keep changing.
Yeah,
as we go.
Yeah, we got to fish out of a helicopter.
Yeah, Jake, what else we got coming through the IMs? Anything good?
Shane Green fish against the Jacob Wheeler at White River in Indy and said all he needs is a classic and he can do it. Would that complete his career?
The classic?
Yeah.
Ah, that's a great question. Man, who sent that question? They need
one of his co-anglers was probably to give him gas money.
Probably. I think, in my opinion, you know, a classic win is still a marquee thing you have to have.
Of course it
career.
Is.
I think it is. I think an angler like Jacob Wheeler will eventually get bored over there and come back to Bass. I'm being honest. I think he has to have that. I know Jacob a little bit. I don't think he's going to be satisfied without having a classic in his resume.
Quick survey. Quick survey, yeah. Jay. Who won the Canadian Football League's championship last year? I'll wait for the answer.
Dave Mercer.
Exactly, dude. It's Bass. It's the classic. You've got to have that, man.
Okay. All right. Jay, you want to chime in on that?
You know, is the classic the premier title? Absolutely. No doubt. Always will be. You know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you remember the greatest meal we ever had at the classic?
The classic?
Yeah.
You and Kibasi? I,
the one we won, the one in New Orleans.
You remember?
Yeah.
It was at about 5 a.m.
He does not remember.
I wasn't thinking of the same one, but remind me.
I know the one you're talking about. This was post celebration.
Post celebration. Okay.
Walking down Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
After burning it down.
Oh yeah.
And we were just starving and exhausted, and everything was closed, and the white beacon of White Castle light was on.
Oh, yeah.
And we got like mega amounts of White Castle.
The bag.
Yeah.
The White Castle bag.
Them things are terrible.
They're terrible. But you're drunk and you're hungry.
They're the greatest burgers in the world.
I've been waiting since the last classic you guys made me go to talk to Jay Kumar again. I'm talking about stinking shitty ass six cent burgers.
I didn't bring that up, but yeah.
I've been waiting to talk to Jay since the last classic.
I had an amazing hot dog from a cart on Bourbon
Let's
Street.
Let's be honest. Mm. Dave could go really with this to every classic. Classic.
He could.
But he somehow twisted this into it's our fault for making this conversation
Birmingham.
Go
we're
going to.
This February, Ike Live will be story. 10 years old.
Ooh.
We got Dave to one classic in 10.
Wow.
And I went to Birmingham.
Well, you might have to go to the next one.
Yeah, I chose the bad one.
This one coming will be
Yeah, but
a good
we
one.
Had fun at Top Golf at the
I was,
end.
That was an amazing night. I was just trying to merely say, we got Jay Kumar.
Dave, I talked to Jay at that classic.
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Did you notice?
That's awesome.
Hey, remember that?
Hold on.
That's awesome.
Jay, are you horrified that you're stuck having to talk with all of us?
I know,
we're like a bunch of kids, and everyone talks over each other.
Okay. Jay, who is
hey.
He?
Jay, do I look
familiar?
How
you doing, man?
Who is he?
The restraining order is still active.
80s sitcom?
No. Now, Jay and I talked at the classic. I waited about 20 minutes to talk to him. He's talking to a vendor, and I just stood there minding my piece and waited. He finally walked away, said, hey, sorry for holding you up, and walked away. And I was like, whoa, where are you going? I was like, I was waiting for you, not him. And Jay and I shot to the shit a little bit, and he ended up asking me if I want to write an article for him. I wrote one article.
Hell yeah.
So I'm a published author now as well.
Fuck yeah.
Yay.
Jake. Jay, do you...
But only one article.
One article.
Still
Jay,
published.
What's up with that, Jay?
Jay, from the standpoint of media in the sport of fishing, you are a big deal. You're a big deal. You have been for a long time.
It's a big deal to me.
You're a big deal.
It's the Cronkite of fishing, dude.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. How many – just give me a roundabout figure. How many autographs do you sign in the course of a year?
I don't know, zero?
Zero.
That's a pretty good number, pretty round number.
Just zero.
Here's the mind-blowing thing, and I'll get Dave to back me up on this. Our very own Brian the Carpenter signs – I would call it somewhere between – 50 and 100 autographs a year. Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Giant.
Is that crazy?
15 or Dwayne.
Jay, Brian the Carpenter is signing autographs.
I almost got more respect for the people that got tricked by that 5'5" Ben Roethlisberger impersonator out in Pittsburgh than anyone that asked for Brian's autograph. Thank you, Pete. That was for you.
Listen, my job is to tell people what you guys say. It's not to be in the spotlight. I've always approached it that way. Back in the day, even on Bass Fan, which was the first digital blah 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 pro bass fishing.
Yeah.
There weren't even bylines.
Yeah.
I didn't want anybody to know who was doing it. Who cares who's doing it?
What's right. a byline?
You know, who cares? It's about Mike. It's about Pete. You know, who cares?
Yeah, but Jay, you know what
Adam Schefter reporting.
Jay, what I find
Oh my God. I don't know who that dude is, but
he's the worst. But yeah, I find myself chasing, like I find myself judging and chasing some of the things you started, right? Like I find myself judging other sites by Bass Fan.
Yeah.
And I find myself judging internet shows more so because there's nothing really more on TV than, you and Zona's show. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, you guys, like you yourself were a part of two things that kind of set a bar that really no one's beaten, No one's even come close to matching in terms of interest.
I would agree with that. Round of applause for
Thank
that.
You.
I would agree with that.
I mean, OG Bass Fan, the one that he, the one that he sold, OG. And now gets to.
I would agree with that.
And now gets to live at the top of the hill, man in the White Castle. That's great. No, but that site was amazing. The way.
Absolutely.
Nothing's the same anymore.
This is true.
Oh, hey man, thank you. I appreciate that, but that's not, why I did it. I did it because I love it. That's it.
But Brady doesn't do Brady because he wants trying to be Brady. He's doing it because he loves it too. Like I'm saying, You can take the compliment. I can see, you're uncomfortable with being complimented.
Yeah.
Brian's mustache falls off.
I can't, every time I smile.
Jay, can you see Brian's mustache, Jay?
No, I can't.
It looks great. Real?
It's very fake.
What?
Very fake and very awkward.
How dare you?
On the next topic, Pete, this is one that...
By the way, Jay, Jay's got a top 20 list too for yourself.
Oh, this is my last good one I had in my notes right here. News of the NPFL going defunct in 2023 has surfaced. Some argue too many tournaments,
Is that true?
Never had room to survive.
That's sad to hear.
Others argue it was another outlet for more tournament fishermen. Where do you fall on this? On three leagues, four leagues, five leagues. Where do you fall on this topic?
I mean, I'm sorry to hear that. If it's true, I haven't seen anything about it yet myself or heard anything, but I've been unplugged for like 3 days if that's when it happened. But
Mike was out of town for like 2 weeks. So it was big crap.
Yeah, so I don't know, but I'll say like...
Are you false reporting?
I'm not false reporting. I heard that from a really reliable source.
Who, Brian?
CNN.
No, not Brian.
The only person I've heard it from is Mike.
No.
And I've checked up on it.
Well, what do you want me to do? Give away my sources? Jay, no, you can't. That's like, that's.
Give away
can't
his
do that.
Sources.
I didn't ask. Well, I mean, can't give away my. That's the whole point. Like, how do you know whether anything's true unless you hear it yourself or look into it yourself? I just haven't, you know, so I don't want to say either way. But I will say this. I think the last thing anybody needs is more live coverage. I'm sorry. I don't care what it is. I mean, if you can refashion it into something completely different than two or three guys talking about these guys they're showing fishing, you know, great. But there's only so much eyeball time to go around. You know, I'm not saying it was bad. It wasn't bad. It was good.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, they already have wall-to-wall, you know, bass and major league fishing live coverage. So it's going to be hard. And then, I don't know, what is it? Is it another Opens? To me, it was below the Opens somewhere, you know.
Right.
You got the Tours, the Opens, and Pro Circuit or whatever they're calling it now, and the Invitationals. And then, you know, somewhere beneath that was this circuit, which is fine. But, you know, is that how they were selling it? Is that, you know, is that the level of finances that they needed to make it go? I really have no idea.
Yeah. Paul, chime in on this. Paul, as a viewer of tournaments, you watch tournaments yourself. What makes you tick? What do you want to watch when you tune in to live? What do you want to see?
Well done.
Well, obviously the bass catching, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
The merry-go-round.
Get out of here, Dave. What I want to see is, honestly, I haven't watched fishing in a while. I go fishing so much myself. to be honest, I used to watch the Elite Series a lot more when I was younger, but I fish so much, I don't really watch it unless it's like highlights on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you support fracking.
Paul, you just buttressed what Jay said, though. Like, no more live, please. Like, you are a hardcore fish head, and you don't even consume it.
Right.
You saw that. You just got. You just got like a survey from.
Yeah, Paul's a
man.
He's the biggest fish head you're ever going to find.
And here he is
fishing every day, and he's not watching live.
While being honest, he answered you.
Yeah.
You know.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Jay, why is that?
Why is what?
Why is he not watching live? Why is he not watching Bass or FLW or MLF?
Hey, I can answer that for
you.
Oh,
yeah.
Because I would rather be the one catching fish than seeing somebody else catch fish.
Good answer.
Just saying.
It's a good answer.
After I catch my share of fish,
I don't
then I'll
agree.
Go home and watch it.
Pete does not agree with
you. Dude, I don't know if I agree with this. When I'm fishing, I have live on.
Yeah.
I have my iPad. Or my iPhone.
While you're fishing?
While I'm fishing.
I got past you on.
Huh. While I'm fishing.
Why? So when you know the camera's on, you can clench your butt cheeks?
That's great, but you don't answer phone calls while you're out there guiding. Yeah.
It's like listening to a baseball game.
Right.
I'm entertained. I can hear the inflection of the commentator's voice when something important is happening, and I can just glance at it. And
this group right here.
I love it.
You read the last text on a 20 text group text chain, and you're like, that's what you think the whole topic's about.
I am also opposed to being on text chains. Ooh. They should be killed. you want to talk to me?
I'm sorry, but this group's text chains are the best.
Oh my god. It's like bling bling my phone's going
off. Yeah,
Pete,
we're trying to benefit your business here. Pete, I got an idea to make you money and make your business grow.
Mostly you're just trying to insult me.
50-50.
50-50.
Only around this time of year because of the mashed potatoes.
No. Well, anyway, it's a little pet peeve of mine.
Okay. All right, it's pet peeve.
But I love the life. There you go.
Jay, do you consume much of the bass life?
Much? No, not much. You know, some days I'll have it on while I'm working, but I can't just sit there and watch hours and hours and hours of this stuff. You know, I just can't. I'm like Pete. If I have it on, you know, you hear somebody hook up or you hear guys talking about how they're fishing or what they're seeing. I mean, you know, I don't know how much of that you actually have to watch. You know, it's kind of like having somebody in the boat and they're talking about what they're doing, do you have to watch them doing it, or do you know what they're saying? You know.
Yeah.
Problem is, there's few moments like Martin's down on the Chesapeake on those docks, right? There's few moments like that.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times when you're when I'm watching live, it's not what the fishermen are saying, it's what I'm seeing. It's what they're not saying. It's the little stuff that I pick up on that helps me, and that's what intrigues me to watch it. It's almost the stuff that they don't want to talk about that I'm on the wall, you know?
Can you cite an instance?
I can cite one. Go ahead. When they're snagging fish off of a bed and they're hiding it under the boat.
Huh? Really?
Peter.
Oh, wait. Hey, that reminds me. Live scope. Apparently, there is some feeling that guys use live scope to intentionally snag fish, like with treble hook baits, jerk baits, or whatever. Have you guys heard anything about that?
No, but it makes sense.
It does make a lot of sense.
I've heard rumor.
Whoa.
Whisperings.
Yeah.
Huh.
And right, that's...
See, Mike?
That could
missing
be
out on everything.
I know.
You could do that effectively and right. How could you ever be convicted that like you were trying to purposefully snag fish?
Right.
Unless you had a weighted treble hook with a white, you know, grub on it.
Yeah. I don't know. I got crucified for snagging a carp in the back, so who knows? Yeah, Beck, thoughts?
Beck?
I got nothing.
It's 5 o'clock. Let's talk more about Italy.
No. It's
Italy.
Carry on. No, I do want to hear about Italy.
Italy. By the way, Jay, the top five thing that you're doing, I love it. I want to throw that in there real quick. I love that. I think it's great, great content.
Paul?
Yes. And
thank you.
Very, very, very. I look forward to it. That segment.
Thanks, man. Thanks for watching. We're just trying, you know, make it fun, make it fast, and make it fun.
Yep.
Hey, Jay, what do you think about having, like, a Sasquatch excursion with some anglers?
And hell yeah!
Come on, let's go.
Flush this one out, Dave. Come on. How's it going to go down?
Well, he gets four serious guys.
Okay.
And, like, I roast them while we're walking around the woods.
Oh, yes! And we record it all.
And we record it all. What do you think, Jay? I got a couple hot spots up in the Adirondacks.
Dude, I think we should go down to Hackney Swamps down there and do that, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to get Jay out on the boat, and I'm willing to drive an hour and a half up to his driveway, and I still can't make it happen. We've been trying for about, 3 years now?
Jay, me and the family on Bear Mountain in the Adirondacks had a tree shake. An actual massive tree getting shook about 100 yards from us collapsed, and we got encountered by three dudes and basically got escorted off the mountain.
What?
No bullshit. Yeah.
What did the dudes look like?
Two nerds and a gunner. Two nerds and a gunner. Everybody was dressed like the crocodile hunter except for the gunner whose shirt was untucked.
I don't understand the story. Like, why were you escorted off by these guys?
So we were hiking
Good
up,
question,
and when you're going up these mountains, you're basically going a Z formation, right? You're not rolling around it. You're going back and forth and. Something 100 yards
That's
away.
That's what you do when you're looking for...
No, I'm talking about when you're going up, when you're hiking these trails in the Adirondacks. Like it's called the 46. There's 46 mountains that are like these historic mountains to go and hike.
Okay.
They take a while to go, but you're basically Z-ing back and forth up the side of it. You're not going around it. Okay. So something that could be merely 50 yards from you is 500 feet above you because of the elevation. So we had this tree, we heard it crack, and we're walking up. We're like, man, what was that? It was me, the wife, and the kids. And then here come these nerds with the cameras. And if you ever were, like, you were never like a soldier or a police officer, so you don't know what it's like to encounter someone else who is in a condition white, which is what most people walk around in, like, you know, like in the middle of being alert. This dude's shoulders squared off with me. I squared off with him. We read each other. And they basically were like, man, you got a far way to go. It's getting dark by the time you get up there. And, Jay, we were basically talked off the mountain.
Because they saw something they didn't want you to see?
Yeah, but listen, I'm not finished yet. So I said, did you guys – they were so close. We encountered them so closely after the tree fall. And like I said, my wife and kids can verify this. I said, did you guys hear that tree fall? They're like, no, what are you talking about? It was so loud.
There's no way they didn't hear it.
I wouldn't call it deafening. But you can hear so much there because there's no one around. We were there like late summer. There wasn't a lot of people on the trail. In fact, there was no one on the trail because we were the only car parked there. And on the way out, one of the nerds took a picture of like a really giant gnarly black stump and was like kind of laughing at it with his friend. Like, I truly believe, and Jay, you know, you and I talk about this. We did talk about it once. I think they know they're there. I think there's keepers of certain situations and trails and packs of them. And I absolutely was standing squared off with a warrior class dude and two nerds, you know?
Wait, so just to clarify, so you think that these people are almost like the protectors? Like,
I don't know if they're protectors or observers or, I mean, there's so many documented cases of our government, especially on our military bases. Fort Lewis is a prime example, you know, where these things happen. And I just think they're out there with them. Some of them they kill. There's stories of Delta Force teams killing these things in Fort Lewis while other soldiers were off course on like pretend missions, you know, and they encounter the Delta Force guys while they're engaging these guys with live guns, and they have guns that have blanks because they're simulating being a bad guy. They're called Opposition Force, OPFOR. And what I think was what we encountered were guys in the Adirondacks who were, you know, were with potentially a pack. I don't know. But I just know that, you know, it was odd enough. And the two nerds had cameras.
Huh.
The other dude had a pretty decent sized backpack with his shirt untucked and a jacket over top of it. And everybody else looked like, I said, the crocodile hunter. You know what I mean?
What would Freddy Krueger do in this situation, Pete?
Dude, I would just plow right through that force.
But
I'd try to find the beast.
But Jay, where we encountered this, Jay, was merely about 5 miles from where I sent you that audio of a couple years back.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, the government knows. They know. 100% they know. And the question is, why do they not want us to know? And I don't buy the obvious. The obvious is never true. So, you know, it will cut off natural resource development or would scare people from camping or, you know, that's all stupid. So what's the real reason? And I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I think it has something to do with kind of an overarching fake reality that they want us to believe in. And not knowing these things are there is part of that, but I can't really describe it better than that right now.
Yeah, because, you know, you go back to as far as things have been written and the interactions with these beings is almost exactly the same as they are now. Nothing's changed. Like, there's, you know, if you go to Dave Polite's Can-Am Missing Project, he has a Bigfoot class going on right now where he's going back to articles, you know, from the 1800s of explorers, and the reports are no different than they are now, you know. Is everyone got it wrong?
How do you explain that in the – let's state the obvious, because I'm a non-believer.
Right. No, go ahead, Pete. It's okay.
Everybody's got one of these. Everything is exposed now. How do you explain that it's just not common knowledge?
Mm.
How about with all the hunters and the trail cams you're talking about? There's millions and millions of guys out there.
There is footage on the trail cams.
But it's always obscured. It's always, you know, there's nothing definitive that I have ever seen.
I don't know.
How do we explain that?
Pete, there are documented graves of giants in North America through history that's hidden from you. It's hidden from you. As Jay said, you are in a script, and it's a protected script. These fossil records of giant skulls and spines and hands, they exist.
I've seen some of that.
You're in the script.
Come on. We're real time. I got an iPhone. I see a beast. I take a picture. It's going to go viral like you wouldn't believe.
Beast.
Well, Pete, why would you believe it, dude? If Dave walked in with, I just saw this in the Pine Barrens, here you go, and showed you a video, you're telling me you would believe it. Dave is a good friend. He's got a crisp iPhone, whatever, X video. Are you going to flat out believe it from then on? Or do you have to see it yourself?
No, well, I'm an outdoorsman, Jay. Yeah. I spend my life out there.
That's right.
You know,
it's rugged.
I've seen I've heard weird stuff. I've seen all kinds of crazy. I mean, it's not like I'm trying not to believe. It's not like I'm being pessimistic.
No. I'm just saying, if you had video proof, well, as good as CGI is now and all this other stuff,
yeah,
you would be like, oh, yeah, Dave, you got one, man. I'm with you now. I see what you're saying.
Let Pete answer.
I think I would believe that.
Yeah.
This was a bad example, though, because Dave still has a flip phone.
Yeah, so, Jay, two things. Me and Pete aren't good friends, and I have a Samsung.
Dave still owns a flip phone, folks. And that's by choice.
Pete, I thought you were going to jump. I was hoping you jumped on that. I was like, God, I hope he catches that.
Paul.
They see each other once a month. Yeah.
I went over Dave's house once.
Yeah, and, Paul, does it surprise you that Dave just still has burner phones and not real phones? He just has a bunch of flip phones laying around?
He's such a paranoid conspiracy nut. No, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Burner phones.
Trying to stay off the radar. No tracking. Yeah. I get it.
So, Jay, do you even bother trying to explain to the normies the things you know and seen?
Normies.
Like in terms of what you saw in D.C., how do you even begin, right? Because I can tell you the little time I was a police officer, I was a part of three constructed realities like you explained with politicians. And I got to watch it, and it was very minor and minimal, but I got to see it hands-on how they actually do script a reality for the normies to digest. How do you even begin?
That's so insulting.
Come on, Pete, eat some.
Oh, my God.
It's totally true. It's totally true. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Most people don't want to believe that level of deception or can't. I personally, I'm a Christian man. I believe it has to do with evil, and I don't think after the last 2.5 years, I really understand how deeply terrible evil is and how badly it is ingrained into our world. You know, I really don't. I'm trying to understand it. But I don't think most people want to. And most people want to go to work and go on vacation and go out to dinner a few times and go
to Italy.
You know? They don't want to think about all this crap, you know, and I don't blame them. I really don't.
Mm. Ignorance is bliss.
It can be.
Yeah. I mean, Pete, look at Pete. He's happy.
Look at Pete.
The rest of us are struggling.
Yo, Freddy.
Dude, I'm fascinated. Show me a being. Show me a UFO. I'm fascinated, man.
Listen,
I listen to ancient astronaut theory. I contemplate all this stuff. It's. I'm a bright guy, you know. Like, okay.
Well, listen,
come on,
Pete,
man.
If you say so, I'll believe you on that one. But listen, the UFO thing.
Time stamp.
How do you explain the fact that the UFOs defy the laws of physics? How do you explain that?
Pete?
No, I'm fascinated by it. I want to
learn
more.
Here's the thing. They do. Like, the military admits that.
That's
the government
admits
that,
agreed.
Right?
I'm seeing that. I mean.
So how do they do that? How can something in reality defy the laws of reality as we know them? There's only two options. Either one, it isn't real. Or, you know, two, it's beyond the reality that we know. That's it. Those are the only two.
Have you ever seen David Fraber talk about the UFO he encountered in San Diego, the pilot? I believe, Jay, is that what you're buttressing your argument with, was Fraber's testimony?
Yeah,
about
Fraber.
The Tic Tacs UFO?
Yeah.
Well, that's one of many, yeah.
I'm just trying to give something for Pete to associate with. You have to see that to understand what we're talking about here. You know what I mean? Like, this is a commander. This is a pilot. Yeah, wax on, wax off. We got
Mike to buttress.
You got to do the crane.
I'm doing the crane.
No.
We got one of the most prominent guys in media talking about UFOs, and you're going to do that.
Well, because
he did that on a dock piling, didn't he?
Yeah. I did.
A dock piling.
He did.
I did get on a dock piling.
Jig rod in your hand.
Yeah. No drag is jig drag.
Yes. Yeah. All right, well, we're not going to convince him, Jay. Yeah, what are you going to do?
That's not what it's for. It's to really see, like, okay, well, these people are either idiots or insane, or they might know what they're talking about, and what do you do with that information, you know?
Pete is smart.
I do think more and more people are coming along, though. I do think, Jay, with things like Telegram and Truth Social and Getter, I think people are seeing things that they otherwise wouldn't see.
They are. They're seeing some craziness.
But
you said something, Dave. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. So
they saw Pete do a backwards somersault into
stop,
the water.
Drop, and roll.
And disappear.
Gone.
There was a period in
he
that.
He teleported.
It was completely gone.
He teleported.
Gone from reality.
Gone. Yeah.
To Davy Jones' locker.
That's right.
Now that might have been CGI. Maybe Pete didn't even get wet.
That
was all, you know the on for views.
Here's the big
Pete,
the
can
big
you walk us through that?
That. Here's the thing. A force that we didn't account for told me to not leave.
Gravity?
Wait,
a dry-rotted
cable? It told me to not leave.
Yeah.
And I didn't listen to it.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to it, and that's...
Wait. Say that again. What for? What are you talking about?
Well, I, you know...
Intuition, a voice in his head said, get out of here.
Well, I was ready to go, right? My intuition, my experience, a knowledge of the waterway said
right
it's
guy.
Time to leave.
Right.
But a force outside of my... You know, awareness was telling me to stay.
Yeah.
And after I didn't listen to it. And I think I should have listened to it.
Oh.
I think
but
here's why I say that, because
it broke your trolling motor cable and kicked in the water.
What do you think, Jay? Wormwood's in his head.
Here's the thing.
Wormwood.
I told you about the time that the boys were fishing. Or we swimming when I was fishing on Thousand Islands,
yeah.
And the smallmouth just clouded to my boat.
Yeah,
they were curious and aware.
They got under your boat.
Yeah. And I think maybe my somersault in the water might have altered the attention of those fish that on
Drew
the area that I was fishing.
Yeah,
and I left. Probably won that tournament, but I left. Wow.
All right, Brian, what was your compliment to me?
I forget. Dude.
Damn it, Pete. I don't get very many.
No. We were talking and actually you were kind of giving it to your mom, like about how they slept through a bunch of things that took place during their period.
Yeah.
Right? Like they slept through the assassinations of JFK and Malcolm X and Martin Luther King.
RFK.
Even though I kind of had a pessimistic viewpoint about how things are going right now with the internet kind of being gamed with a lot, we still have it.
Yep.
And 50 years ago, we weren't getting that information out. I don't know.
I said that with new platforms, and now that Twitter's, apparently going to be a free beacon again with Elon Musk taking it over, I just said simply there's more information for people to digest now.
Right.
You know, like there's conversations I can have with Mike that I didn't used to be able to have.
Yeah.
Pete's going to be hard to get to because Pete's pragmatic. He likes to, he needs to see things. Like he won't deduce based off life experience. He's almost like a scientist where he needs to see it and be able to prove the theory over and
scientists.
Over again.
Scientists!
Yes. I'm an engineer by training.
I was having these same debates
with my son and his friend the other night. And we were talking about like global warming being a real thing and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I think about like when I was like 10 or 12, I took a trip with my brother from Florida back up, and we hit every beach on the way. We wanted to swim in every state on the way up.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Like back then we would like legit put baby oil on ourselves. We were also having like a contest to see who could get darker. So we're putting baby oil on ourselves.
Yeah.
You want it to burn.
Dude, do that Chris. Shit now. Try that now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Problem is,
Brian,
they made it a political issue,
yeah.
And it's not. It's science.
Baby Earl. Right. Yeah.
Brian, go to the University of Huntsville, Alabama website and look at their global warming, their temperature charts, actual measured temperature.
Help me out, Jay.
Not now, but later.
Well, what Jay is trying to tell you is New Jersey used to be under a mile of ice a few million years ago, and there was no damn SUVs to melt the ice.
No,
what he's telling you is it's fake news, the whole global warming.
I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying that try putting baby oil on yourself now and going out there. You got to wear sunscreen.
I feel like
shit's different.
I think you're older. You don't know testosterone no more. I'm saying you walked around with a half chub.
Look, don't bother. Like my advice is don't You didn't ask for my advice.
We did.
The
we
way I
to.
Do things is don't believe what anybody says, Dave. And just go look in it yourself.
Yeah.
And when my personal belief is when the government and corporations and you name it, anything big and you know wealthy, when they all are pushing one thing, I don't care what it is, UFOs or this or that, you know, some story, I'm immediately skeptical. But I'm, you know, I was
Same here, dude. Honestly.
I was a reporter, like I'm an investigative reporter. I was trained not to believe what somebody is telling me, you know, without verifying it somehow. And I don't believe it. Yeah. I really don't.
Jay, I'm with you. I look at everything. I kind of call BS on it. I was just citing personal experience, what I felt like, regardless of statistics or reading reviews or listening to the news, I feel like it got different. However, what were you doing in D.C., dude?
Me?
Yes,
I can't tell you.
Come on.
I was just being a reporter, man.
For what? What were you reporting? Tell us about
Yeah, so I worked for and then ran a business-to-business publishing company. And that was in the 90s, early 90s. And that's when
Clinton, Bush,
mid 90s. And that's when I started writing for Bass. And then I would talk to those people in DC are crazy, dude.
Yeah.
They're crazy. The animal rights people and the environmental people, they had no clue. They wouldn't know the difference between a bass and a hammer. Like they don't even know what they're talking about.
But you were there during the height of Code Pink, weren't you?
Yo,
what's
Pink.
Code Pink? What is that?
Code Pink, the ones that wore the hats. You know, remember them one with the pink hats? I'm not even gonna say what it was. I have the whatever. Sorry.
Vagina hat?
Yeah.
Jay, when were you there?
Yeah, it was my wife and I lived in Arlington, Virginia, right outside DC, and we were there. Man, she would remember. Becky, I'm sorry. It's probably sometime in the 90s until, probably like 7 or 8, 8 or 9 years, and somewhere in there, into the maybe the early 2000s.
You may have crossed paths.
Because I lived in D.C. in 2000 to 2006.
Height of the deep state.
Where were you?
I started out in Arlington, Clarendon, that area, and then moved into, I was at 9th and O Street, but that's back when 9th and O was like the hood.
Yeah.
Okay.
My neighbors sold illegal substances.
Here's one of her neighbors.
A word?
Right here.
Yikes.
Is that bad?
But now it's very... very posh area.
Yeah,
it's
they
lovely.
Got rid of it. They got rid so of
it. Is that where you met your significant other, Jay? D.C.?
No, man. I met her in Jersey. That's why I'm back here.
Jersey!
See, same thing happened to me.
Yeah. Tow him back.
Tow him back.
Tow him back. It's like Tow USA. Tow him back.
Jay, what was the craziest fake, what was the craziest illusion you witnessed that you'll talk about?
Ooh.
Question. Yeah, the two things that I can remember and can talk about, one was not really an illusion, but it was bizarre. I worked at near DuPont Circle, which at the time they called the Fruit Loop. I probably shouldn't have said that. But anyway,
did you see they just have their 35th high heel race?
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm glad I didn't see that.
Thank
but
you.
Same.
So anyway, I'm looking out my office window. And I remember these two guys are coming down the street, and it happened all the time, you know, like obviously people walking down the street, but one guy's got a satchel, you know, thing over his shoulder, looks like it's made out of leather, and
leather
walking. And I'm just randomly looking out the window, and they cross, like they go next to each other, and this guy hands the satchel, and this guy takes it, and boom, they're going the other way.
Oh my God, like you saw the cold drop, dude?
So it was like some crazy spy thing, you know, that happened right there.
Yeah, it's called a cold drop.
Cold drop?
Yeah.
The politician thing that I distinctly remember, I think it was my wife's, she worked for it was something to do with the Kennedy family. They had like a foundation for something. And we went to this function with this politician, man, and The guy walks in. I can't remember. He was a senator from somewhere. I can't remember the guy's name. And it was all planned out ahead of time. You know, like, not with us. We weren't privy to it or whatever. But everything that happened, like, nobody told us. But you could see the script happening where these people would come up and be fawning over the senator and these people. And I remember looking at this guy straight in the eye for a split second. And there was like, it reminded me of one time I was getting a ticket or fighting a ticket in Hoboken. And they brought in these prisoners from the prison in the bus, and they kept them in the dock, which was behind where we were.
Yeah.
And I remember looking back at this guy. This was years ago in Hoboken. And I was like, I instantly felt like that guy has a demon. This is way before I was a Christian or anything like that. Never thought about it, but it just hit me in the eyes, in the head, like, holy crap, look away from that guy, you know? And this guy, the senator guy, was different. Like, he didn't seem evil or dangerous. I'm sorry. He didn't seem dangerous, but he absolutely seemed evil. Like, he was looking, it was like something was looking out through his eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Whoa. He was an avatar.
And the thing was like staged. Everybody did their thing, and the dude was pulled this way and that way, and photos and blah, blah, blah. And then everybody was gone. And I was like, this is retarded. Like, this this is so hollow. Nothing happened here. Yet somebody spent the time and the money to set this up, and it's going to be this media thing and that media thing. And I knew how the media, you know, business works. And I was like, wow, you know.
Jay,
and there's one more. There's one more. I can't tell you
right
now, but maybe in a couple years I can tell you. That is absolute proof that's what happens there. Wow. Staging.
Jay, do you want to hear my Joe Biden interaction?
Yes.
Reason?
All right. So right now,
is this real?
This is legitimate. So I am right now probably about, I don't know, 20 feet from the monitor I can see you on, okay? Yeah. I was half the distance to Joe Biden. So it was around 2000. I was at a trooper's funeral in Delaware. And my partner and I were there. And the way it worked, we were all out in a staging area. And most police funerals that happen, if it's not a trooper that's dead, like the state police take over a lot of the functions. They just seem to organize it better. Long story short, we end up getting marched and getting formed. And my partner and I wind up in the reception, I guess, area of where the casket's going to come out at the funeral home. So I'm like maybe 5 feet, 10 feet from the door, my partner and I, Joe. And across from us is an area that has cones, like small traffic cones, to quarantine off maybe about a 10-foot area, maybe about 5 foot deep, 10 foot wide. And there's police officers behind there. We're all at attention. So we're at attention for a really long time. The bagpipers hadn't started yet, so you know the casket's not coming out. Now we're in Delaware. This is when Biden was a senator. So everyone, all the dignitaries and VIPs, this coned area was for them. So they all start getting brought in, and we're all at attention. So where I'm at, I have no choice but to stare straight ahead to where this cone is. I'm not center of where the cones are, but that's in my periphery. I'm like right straight ahead from it. And they all start getting brought in, and these guys, while all these cops are at attention, you know, here they are. They are almost at like they're at a party. They're at a cocktail party. They're laughing. They're talking. They're not talking loud, but they're laughing. They're joking. And no sooner than they start showing up, the cameras are now on my left, my partner's right, between us, because we're right in front of them. The news cameras I'm speaking of. They got word the casket's about to come out. The drums start like from the bagpipe crew, like instantly. Biden throws on this face of sorrow and sadness as I watch this young trooper's mother coming out crumpled over. There he is, all sad, throwing on this sad face. Casket comes by with the honor guard. No sooner than the casket's gone, they're gone. That whole cone area was just empty, gone. It was all staged. The cameras are pointing at him. Biden throws on his phony sorrow face, and he's gone. And to even support that more, look no further than when we withdrew from Afghanistan and those mothers were confronting them about about the 13 soldiers that got killed, and all he could do was talk about his one son. Had no empathy for them. It was about him. I watched it. I watched it happen. I saw the fake in his face, man. Mm. You know?
No doubt. I believe it, man. I mean, when you see these people up close and you have any kind of discernment, I think, and you're normal, like what I would call a normal person, meaning not a groupie of some kind, I think the alarm bells will go off for anybody, really.
All right, well, here's some big news.
I got hit on by a married senator at one of those parties.
Did you?
All my roommates.
You say his name.
No, I don't. My dad might remember, because I remember calling my dad the next day being like,
Chuck Schumer?
This dirtball. No. So all of my roommates were interns on the Hill. And so they would get invited to all these
things. Was he a Dem or a Republican?
I don't remember now, but they would drag me along.
Dick Durbin?
And the only thing that anyone would ask you is, who do you work for? What do you do? Who do you work for? And I worked for a liquor distributor. So as soon as I tell them, they'd be like, huh. And they'd just walk away.
Ugh.
Wouldn't even finish the conversation. So I was like, oh, I'm just here for the free drinks. Thanks. But yeah.
I'll give you a little more color on this, just a tiny bit more. So I went to a fancy New England college that I only mentioned because, I mean, I'm from immigrant parents. I mean, we were, you know, middle class, upper middle class. I go up there, and this college is populated. Most of the people there, they had gone to prep school, boarding school, very wealthy. It was a completely, completely different culture than I've ever seen in my life, right? I went to public school, all that stuff. And what I realized was these people, their entire life is planned out for them when they're born. Mm. Where they're going to school, where they're going to this school, then that school, then you're going to get this job working here and maybe this job, or you're going to work at dad's company or your uncle's company. Their whole life, you're going to marry somebody from, you know, mm-hmm. some like requirements. And when these guys, when their parents would show up at college, you know, my parents would show up, hey, mom, hey, dad, what's up? Their parents would show up, they would get on a shirt and put on a tie, and they would act totally differently, as if, I don't know, they didn't have that, like, their parents didn't really know them, they didn't really know their parents, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And those are the people that run everything.
Yeah.
They run everything. Those are the politicians. They're, you know, family's been in politics, you know, they run big corporations. Their family's been in that, investment banks. You know, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me what you saw, Dave.
I saw some like lesser stuff. So I don't know if you remember from New Jersey, Senator Torricelli, same partner, and I got sent on a detail to watch him. We had a Superfund site, Jay, in Camden at 4th and Jefferson. It was an old wick manufacturing company from the turn of the century. And what they did was they buried these wicks. And apparently, like, they showed up on satellites, like radioactive and like the whole site. But we would have we would have crackheads running around in this building. Like, no one would go in this building. It was like before zombies were a thing.
It was home base.
You didn't go near 4th and Jefferson because you knew it was horrible. Anyway, Jay.
You were safe.
We get sent to protect this guy, Torricelli, before he got arrested and basically taken out of the Senate for corruption. But he got taken in. He got driven in by two young girls in a Chevy Caprice. We met him. You know, we were just there to make sure nobody messed with him while he was there. He's sitting in the car. A guy in a white pickup truck shows up, Jay. Sitting in his truck. Two news vans show up. A guy in a pickup truck gets out, hands Torricelli an orange vest. Torricelli throws like the vest on, like the, you know, like a traffic vest, you know, like the vest you see people wearing on construction sites. This guy, they put the hard hats on. The news media turned the cameras on. They're standing in front of this building. They're shaking hands. They're talking. In less than 5 minutes, the whole thing was done, and it was all over the news that Torricelli's there to make sure that this site gets cleaned up. And it was just all an act. Nothing's ever done. Building's still sitting there. You know what I mean? Worse than that, Al Gore in 2000 comes to Camden.
Yeah, Al Gore.
Right? Al Gore running against Bush, right?
Welcome to the Dave Live.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, I don't have to tell
no,
a story.
No, I mean, no, I want to hear it. Yo, Gore. I want to hear it.
Did you ever shake hands with a vice president?
Shake your head.
No, never. I never did.
I'm going to tell the story. I forget. It's another fake news Al Gore story.
I want to hear it.
No, say it. You've been busting balls all night. I bust your balls once, and you get all like.
Yeah,
you know
Gore.
What it is. I think it's like the sleep lag delivery. You know what I mean? It's not your normal delivery. Like, I feel like I'm living with you. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Listen, I think, you know, Dave tells the story or not. I think from my point of view, what the consistent thread here is that, again, I'm a media guy, so I see everything in terms of that,
yeah.
Is what you see is a show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a literal show. What you see on TV.
I believe that, yeah.
All that stuff is
why,
a
I don't
show.
I don't understand why that's surprising.
Think whatever. What's that? I'm sorry, Pete.
I don't understand why you guys are surprised by
it. We're not surprised by it. We're just trying to continue to, because if you're not surprised by it, you're conditioned to it. You're accepting it and just you got to continue to highlight the BS, dude. There's a lot of it going on. We're
well,
surprised
here,
by it. Everybody knows, but
yeah.
Here's one in fishing. Okay. We're not going to get to this, but I had like the top five things that ticked me off in bass fishing.
I'm bringing it.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
One of them, a couple of them have to do with the fact that people have been conditioned to think that people are bad and nature is good. People are bad and nature is good. All people can do is mess up nature, right? So catch and release fishing, tournaments, they're bad. They hurt fish. Fish die, you know. And it's like, are you people stupid? Like, these are fish. You know, they're a step up from bugs. Like, thousands and millions. They've been held up and caught and released and eaten and all this stuff.
Yes!
However many years, get a freaking life. But yeah. They've been conditioned by the media and school and all this stuff that, oh, you know, we're screwing up the world and we're screwing up critters and... You know, we have to be nice to everybody, and here's
yes.
the trophy, go home, you know.
Jay, you would never let – you wouldn't last the day in Germany. I just want to say that. Okay, but I applaud you.
We spent 2 weeks having conversations about how Americans are so horrible with the way that, you know, I guess we treat animals.
Oh, yeah.
They don't understand.
So
it,
in this,
and we're barbarians. So yeah. It's so great that you just said that.
So
the Germans call us
like,
barbarians?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're,
oh yeah. So listen
yeah.
to this
they invented
shit.
Barbarians.
Listen to this shit. I'm so glad you brought
it's
this up, Jay.
It's a German word.
In this tournament that I fished, and I'm under an all NDA. Right. I can't say too much. You could not – you had to net the fish. With a rubberized net. You couldn't swing the fish. You couldn't lip the fish. You okay. couldn't – because – I was why? I'm like, I had technique where he's not going to touch the carpet. I'll just swing
technique.
Him in and grab him.
Yeah.
No, that's treating
barbaric.
The fish horribly.
Yep.
It was mind-blowing to me. And then these same people that are telling me this believe that in their countries – Germany being one of them, that if you catch a fish, you have to keep and kill it.
That's the law. Yeah.
There
the
is
law
the law
if
is
you catch.
If you catch a fish, you have to keep it and kill
but
it.
But you have to gently land it.
And this is in Deutschland?
This
yeah,
is Germany because
Germany.
That's your responsibility to harvest that fish, to not put it through any more pain and
oh
suffering
my God.
To, because it's hurt by the hook. You know, so now you've caught it to you have to keep it, you have to possess that fish.
So how they take
fucking hypocrites.
Sorry, so it's funny that you said that, Jay. Go on. I'm sorry.
No, you just
got us all fired up because we had to
yeah,
listen to this.
And in Europe, I think I didn't know about Germany, but I know England and I think one or two of the Scandinavian countries are the same way, other than now with carp fishing, you know, they give the carp a little kiss and they let it go or whatever nonsense they do with that. But
yeah,
they
well,
have
but
lost
I guess
the
but
thread.
That's illegal. But they still they could because they you know love the carp so much and they
does
do it. That's
is that,
why
is that
no
where it tops off with England? Like carp, that's as high as they get on the ladder.
I think they care about the pike too.
But I mean,
but what else is in England? It's like carp,
trout. Yeah, they have trout, salmon.
Yeah, they
have
trout.
I don't think the British are that
they
way.
They got Xander, huh?
I don't think the British are like that.
Nah.
Just the Germans.
Yeah. It used to be a law in England that you had to kill what you caught, at least for trout. I'm not sure about the other stuff, but I'm pretty sure.
Crazy.
They didn't reference the Brits. Just the Germans.
But again, that's, you know, Europe, England, that's where animal rights came from. So who's surprised, really, you know?
It was just to justify the human hunts that the elites were doing over there.
Yeah, Black Forest.
Yes, exactly, Jay. They don't know. The normies, Jay, they don't know.
Kanye. I saw one part
did he dispute one thing I said?
One part of one video on YouTube of that, and it was so disturbing.
I know.
I could not. I probably watched maybe 3 minutes of it. I couldn't see the rest of it.
Well, here's what's more disturbing than that. Kanye West is buying Parler.
Hey, it's his. It's actually his.
There you have it.
When you left, it probably wasn't done yet.
Okay, now it's
done.
It's
done. Yeah.
There you have it.
He's got Parler.
All right, go on to number two, Jay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Hold on, I have him right here.
Damn, what are we even doing?
Yeezy owns Parler now, Pete.
He's canceled, okay. By the way, fully.
Huh? That was two of them. So one was, you're holding fish wrong, right? You can't hold a bass like this. You're going to break the jaw.
Break the jaw. Oh, yeah, they hate it.
Oh, yeah.
Be quiet, you know. Then tournaments kill fish.
Oh, wait, let me applaud that one real quick, too. Okay.
Tournaments kill fish, and then when you kill a big fish, that's all those potentially big baby genes, big, you know, fry genes that
big
you just killed.
Jeans.
Like, they never spawned before. Like, there are no bluegills or gobies in the lake or crayfish that might eat those things. We did it. We cut off every possibility that there'll be another random, everything come together, double digit, whatever, you know. Here's a good one. You know, you might have seen that these huge smallmouths are being caught out in Idaho at that one lake whose name I can't even remember.
Yeah.
They feed on those kokanee salmon out there.
Yeah. Like wahi or whatever the name is.
Nah. Yeah. So all these, listen, the DNR is promoting the snot out of that lake because that's where all the records are coming from. And that's their job, right? To get people there and fish and whatever. So anytime I mention that, these people come out of the woodwork and they're like, oh, you're going to kill my lake. You know, you're going to kill the lake if you publicize it. I'm like, well, if I publicize it? You got your DNR, the entire social media. People are catching giant fish there, right? And you're telling me, how's it going to get killed? What's going to happen? Like, all these bass fishermen are going to show up, and they're going to throw out sticks of dynamite, and they're going to pour, you know, toxic waste in the water and kill the fishery? Is that what happens? What happens is they get a little harder to catch. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's keeping them. Nobody's killing them. It's ridiculous.
The burn is real.
I love it, Jack.
Number four was the walleye cheat is a black eye for tournaments. We already talked about that. That's not true. And then I was looking for number five from you guys because I'm going to do a top five video on it and hurt some feelings. So
yes.
What's the fifth one? What's one that you guys have that really burns you about, you know, people being absolutely dead wrong about this stuff?
Yeah. The economic boom of tournaments coming to your town.
I don't know about that.
What do you sell, a few hotel rooms and some gas?
Nah, I don't know. I think that's true, maybe. I think it could go either way. But I did want to say this as I'm thinking. Everyone you said, Jay, have been issues that we've dealt with too. And it made me want to clap every time you talk because I'm so sick of hearing, you know, the holding the fish wrong and, you know, all those topics. We deal with them on a daily basis, so it's nice to hear you say that.
Dock owners. Jay, if you caught a tarpon in Florida, would you grab him by the mouth and hold him up?
I mean, I don't know. Can you? I don't know anything
about
tarpon.
Absolutely, no, you're absolutely not. They'll shoot you with a bow and arrow down there if you do that, dude. Yeah, it's frowned upon.
This is the thing. Like, fishermen are PETA's best friends now.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, you're going to hurt the fish. You guys are hurting the fish. You're killing the python. Shut up. They're fish.
Yeah.
They grow back.
They are fish.
And not only that, your lure that you spend, you know, hours dragging along in whatever local lake you're there, it goes past 20 times more fish, even with live scope, than you're ever going to catch.
At least.
You can't even see the ones on the right on the bottom with live scope. I mean, people have – anyway, I could get going. I'm not going to get going.
Jay, guys, we encountered – when we were kids, we had a tournament. We encountered, like, the Geronimo of PETA. He was out there in a rubber raft with an oar, bashing that oar into the water to scare our fish away, dude.
Didn't he had a fake rod with a fake fish, like a cutout cardboard of a fish?
Yeah, dude.
And then his buddy was running around along the bank.
Cooper,
like
Cooper River.
Yeah.
I was there.
I have respect for him.
Cooper River.
That is guts.
Yeah.
There's by the time, like, I still wear one, but, like, everyone had goatees, you know what I mean? Like, and he's out there, like, getting after it, dude. I respect.
Everyone had goatees.
That is great, man. That reminds me, Brian, did I ever tell you when my daughter and I were out on Round Valley, which is, you know, the reservoir up near me, on a stand-up paddleboard. She wanted to go stand-up paddleboarding. And we're coming back. It's dusk, right? We're coming back to the ramp. And coming out from the ramp, right, freshly out from the ramp, is a rubber raft. Okay, a rubber raft. There are five people.
Yes.
On the rubber raft. It looks like they bought it at Walmart with the little
Russians.
Russians, yeah. Probably.
Or Cubans.
Four people are wearing the orange life vest, brand spanking new. Jeez. And the one guy who doesn't have a life vest on, he's got his leg draped over the side of this inflatable raft. And what I want to make sure everybody understands is it's like 200 feet deep.
Yes.
In Round Valley. It's so deep that when somebody drowns, which does happen because people like this go out in these boats, you know, they don't come back up because it's so deep. They don't bloat and come back up. But anyway, these people are going out at dusk in this thing. Can you imagine? Like, what are these people thinking, dude? They went to Walmart. They bought this stuff. They're like, oh, there's a lake right here.
Yeah, there's not a Brazilian wax in sight on that boat.
I've seen people go out in storms with probably, I don't know.
But we're not short on people.
And
right?
They're going out in a canoe.
We got plenty of people, Jay. It's like, you know, like, but you can't save everybody.
Cut the
Jay, what if the ultimate plan, though, is like the turtles need food, too? You know what I mean? Like
snappers.
Turtles got to eat.
Yeah, Pete? Snapper.
What do you say, Pete?
Pete, snappers.
Do turtles have to eat or not?
Turtles got to eat.
Why is it funny? Why is that funnier than me saying it?
I don't know. I just find it. People think they're, I don't know, bulletproof. Like,
yeah.
Hey Jay, what's your top five? What was the topic exactly?
Which one?
Like the one you're just talking about.
The
like
top five things that he like, forgot. Piss him off. That
yeah, piss
say.
Top five things that piss you.
We should all go around the room.
I wanted to say something,
well,
but I wanted to
he
be
was
clear.
Asking you for the fifth for his next editorial.
I wanted to be clear well, about exactly what he's asking.
Let's
for.
All. I think this is a good opportunity for us all to contribute.
I'm
one.
Ready.
Pete?
Well, I agree with BTC. The dock owners think they own the water.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's the one.
Golf clap. That's a good one.
I'll take it. I mean, it's frustrating. They don't know the law. We deal with it on the industrial facilities here on the riverways we fish. They chase us off.
Yeah.
I'm out there with customers a lot of times. They're insulting and rude and they threaten to call the police. And here's the other thing.
The
Coast Guard and the cops don't know the rules either.
No, they don't.
The DNR, you know, has a, you know, description that you're allowed to fish and go wherever your boat can take you. There's so many things that it's unclear, and the actual enforcement of this is really kind of fuzzy. But bottom line, dock owners thinking they own the water. That makes me nuts.
That's a good one, Pete.
That's a good one, Pete.
I don't know if that can be
beaten.
Yeah,
that grinds my gears.
And, you know, in the South, too, now, I think it was Tennessee and Georgia, maybe, they're starting to lease. Landowners are starting to lease stretches of river.
My God.
Yep.
Some old laws, like they own the bottom of the river, but not the water. but they're trying to wall off access along some public waters now.
That's been in Louisiana forever with the gas and stuff, Jay.
Yeah, yeah, that's the private stuff down there, but yeah. Now it's in the marsh and the canals, but now they're trying to do it with
previously
public rivers, so
the Chenoff.
It's getting worse, man.
Wait till the Karens of New Jersey figure out that rule. Oh, my God.
Well, hey, Greenwood Lake. I mean, they don't need to figure it out. They just block off the ramps.
Yeah, that's crap. All right, Beck, your vote on things that piss you off in the sport?
More sleep.
Give us one. More sleep would be a good one.
Melatonin.
Mine is more business. It's that anglers want to be deemed professional athletes, just like every other professional athlete, yet they refuse to do what other professional athletes do, like have representation, or they
not be fat.
They want to be seen as, you know, like other professionals, yeah. But they refuse to
shave.
Take the steps to actually be professionals. Yeah.
Look handsome.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's a good
if
one.
I said that right, did I say it right?
You did say it right. You just
the shaving
it right.
And handsome part.
I think some of it too is gets thrown back on the companies. Because in fishing, everything's been done the same way for so long. So, you know, I'm just being honest. I think sponsors have taken advantage of anglers for a lot of years and have trampled over them without the anglers being smart enough to know, you know, what they should be doing, what their value, their worth. You know, and it's sad.
It doesn't make sense to try to say I'm worth this much. Who can talk like the? You can't talk about yourself in the third person and actually get your true value unless you're a total douchebag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the average person is not. Therefore, you should have representation.
Should
that
have
says
representation.
This person is worth this.
It's done in every
you
other
know?
Sport.
You
well,
should.
The thing that has always hindered that it's all and it's since the sport started is that when you qualify to be a professional angler. You don't get a contract. You get a bill.
Now you always say that, Pete.
And you are not – it's not like you're sitting on a $250,000 minimum contract where we can all – the guys that are trying to come up with $50,000 or $100,000 just to play. So to rock the boat or to do anything controversial to help them live their dream is keeping the beginners – from making the move. And the other part of that has always been a problem is the top end guys who are also not wanting to rock the boat. Not all the guys, but the top 1% is making 90% of the revenue and they're totally cool. So trying to get that group together, it's not, I agree. It should happen. But it's been hard. It's never been able to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just won't do it.
Dang.
Yeah. That's a good one. Nice one, Beck. I agree with that.
Yep.
But you don't have to use that one, Jay. That's just my own pet peeve.
Yeah.
I understand.
All right. I've got one real quick then. I want to go to Dave.
I don't have one.
Snags.
Well, think about one. Right. No. Snags. I like
snags. We got to do away with snags. Yes. Snags suck.
The banning of lead weights with no science.
No science, lead weights.
Come on, man.
My pet peeve is
I keep bringing it.
My pet peeve is educational.
I can't talk Sasquatch, but
my pet peeve is educational, which yep. Pete, you can relate to with Bash All University, right. Which is I do a lot of in the shops and I do a lot of like teaching techniques.
I do a lot of these
and
techniques.
I have a lot of people chime in. It's always like this negative connotation, like oh that's. You didn't develop
here,
that.
Here it is, Michael. Hold on a second. That's because they don't teach people how to communicate online. It's a brand new thing, right?
Maybe.
Did we grow up communicating online?
No.
David?
I just recently started.
No, it's a new thing. Like, you gotta. That should be a class. Like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Imagine the dude you're talking to is standing in front of you with his wife and his family and his mom and his kids. And say that same shit.
Yeah. You wouldn't call
like,
them
you have to.
They wouldn't do it.
Nah, it's
it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
We just don't know how to do it. So yes, it's a lot of douchebaggery.
Jay, did you hear? You just got Brian's. Term. You just got Brian's answer, and I think that's the best one.
Douchebaggery.
No. Online classes on how to communicate online.
Nothing to do with fishing.
I think it's worse than that.
Like the rest of the show.
I mean, if somebody has the chance to communicate with Mike, all right, you know, there's a couple of ways they should be respectful of Mike. Number one is he's another person.
True.
You know, number two is he's a man. So if you're not, you know, of age or you're a kid or whatever, you know, and then most importantly, if it's about fishing, are you going to be disrespectful of Mike when you're communicating? Did you maybe think he knows something? And I think it just goes back to like what happened to manners, man. You know, like how were these people raised? Like you can't do that to somebody, especially what if Mike was out there and giving a seminar and these jack wagons were heckling them. Like, who are they?
Yeah, that's the funny thing.
They win a classic? Did they win this? Did they win that?
That's the funny thing. It never happens.
No, it doesn't.
All these years, it's never happened.
But
it's
every Sunday, like, premier, like, you know, elite athletes are called bums by dudes, sloppy dudes named Lou, eating wings.
When I got to walk around
with a Miller Lite and a dirty white T-shirt on their couch.
Yeah. Well,
when I got to walk around with him at the Classic and see him speak to, you know, 150, 200 people per booth he went to, like, it wasn't like that. It was
never.
Seeing you interact with them was truly one of the most humbling and most, like, interesting things
I've
ever
seen. It's
always
a very, very
know?
Cool experience
yeah,
in person.
It really was.
But it's, you get online and you talk about, you're trying to instruct people how to fish a Ned rig, and then all of a sudden it's like,
yeah,
you know, you didn't create the Ned rig. Ned Flanders should sue you.
That's why I think Brian has already hit it.
What? Just trying to talk about the Ned rig.
We need all Becca?
Right. Dave?
I mean, so what bothers me, Jake, I really don't follow fishing. So, I mean, like, I would have to say the lack of interest in Sasquatch with fishing.
Hey!
I mean, I agree 100%.
More Sasquatch.
More Sasquatch.
More Sasquatch,
Sasquatch,
please. Hold on.
Less Ned rigs.
I was trying to make a cowbell
less
sound.
Less Ned rigs.
Jay?
Ned rigs, drop shots, pound tests.
Seriously, right. If Sasquatch, if he can, like, you know, stay above, you know, in front of the curve, in front of the heat.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on. He's dialed. He's tuned in.
Yeah, hot
heat. We can learn something from that.
He's eating crawfish.
We would know not to go out and fish today because they ain't going to bite.
Right.
Because Sasquatch done snatched them.
Ain't going to bite.
Yo, they had a derb on a knock today.
Ooh, did they?
35. Yeah, I was supposed to fish it.
35 boats?
Thankfully, I worked.
Translation, tournament on Nakamixon.
Yes.
Yeah.
35 boats, what?
One limit.
Whoa.
One four-fish limit.
Whoa. Tough.
Yeah.
Transition.
11-pound limit.
Whoa.
For Nakamixon.
That's like nothing.
Dude, yeah. And like second place was like two fish.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
Huh.
It was tough. That's what I'm saying. Like, we could learn. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. He fished with Valdi. I hooked him up with John.
Oh, man. Terrible. Terrible. Yeah. Paul, do you have a pet peeve?
Paul's got one.
I absolutely do.
Okay.
I am one of the biggest diehard bed fishermen you'll ever meet as a bank angler.
Yeah. Ooh.
And you got get out of here. You got the holier than thou type of fisherman trying to give us crap about bed fishing.
Right.
Because they think, oh, you're just you're taking them off the beds, and next thing you know, there's gonna be swarms of bluegills. No. I'm catching that fish. I'm getting a picture of it.
Releasing
and I'm putting it right back where I get it from.
Paul, put yourself in. Paul.
Yeah.
Switch positions.
What about it?
Put yourself in that spot.
You're the egg.
You're on the bed.
You're on the bed. You're bedding them down.
Yeah, and I'm not taking them home. I'm just making him famous by getting a picture, posting on social media, and putting it back into do its business.
Making them famous.
And see, the thing is, by doing so, I'm giving that fish experience so that it's going
to
be harder for the next
person.
To catch
the next time.
Exactly.
A memory.
Exactly.
A memory in his mind. Pete?
What?
That's a good point.
It is a good point.
Okay. Yeah.
Paul,
tired
the best part.
Dealing with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. I get it.
Paul, the best part is when you
beef.
Take him home.
This is like Family Feud.
Yeah. This is like Family Feud. All right, Jake.
Yeah. Survey says.
Yeah. Jake, pet peeve, fishing. Big picture.
Why
why people hate on LiveScope when it doesn't make you the most phenomenal angler. You're not catching every single fish.
I would agree with that.
Because I watch them on LiveScope, and you still can't catch them half the time.
Yeah, but you know the saying, if you're not scoping,
you're hoping.
You're hoping. You're hoping.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Scoper.
Yeah. Brian DeCarpenter, things that piss you off.
Most everything.
Life.
Becky said keep it short. guys that fish during the week.
keep going, Brian.
guys that fish during the week.
Jay, that's everyone a great that just, one. Like,
take that personally.
Stopped working during COVID and never went back.
That's right.
Crap, guys get to fish during the week.
COVID. That's right. They're off permanently after COVID.
That's right. You should go to work 80 hours in Stalag, United States.
Yeah. Don't interrupt Brian's thoughts. Go.
AccuMark. Go back to AccuMark.
No, see, you lost him.
Yeah, you lost him.
That's the best one.
So that's it? Just no fishing in the middle of the week?
Yeah, well, yeah, just, you know, everybody. Everybody that fishes. Everybody should golf. We should turn in your rods. We hand you golf clubs. That's what it is. Johnny Morris, sign up for it. Bring your rods in. We get golf clubs. Get off the damn lakes. Go golf. Go do that dumb shit. Watch Barstool outdoors or sports or whatever. You know, be one of them guys. So, get off the lake. You guys are killing it.
Don't turn in your guns. Turn in your fishing rods.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Well, I tell you, related to that, Brian, is guys poaching pro spots.
I don't know how it's related, Jay, but I agree with you.
That's a bad one, dude.
That has to do with a certain size. Yeah, it's guys that are measuring up that don't measure, and it's an ego thing.
Nice job, Brian.
Yeah,
it is an ego thing.
It's an ego thing, and it's tight. They're small. It's a really little
one. One of my favorites is when you get in a guy's boat at a open tournament or Toyota or whatever, and you look at his graph, and it says at the waypoint, this is where I called him in 2006.
Oh, yeah.
This is where he's out there, and it's every spot.
Blue dots.
Yeah. How'd you find these?
Heavy blue dots.
I've got in several boats.
You've seen
that? They're guys that don't know how to fish, though.
Guys that have Lowrances, they pull them off. You got all the waypoint management stuff. Yeah. And it's labeled right there, the year and who it was. And they can even get the angle, like the three of them lining up to it. It's horrible.
So here's a real quick, let me throw this out there.
Was the angler like 6 foot six, initials JM? I don't know.
John McGraw? Now, listen, here's a real quick, I just want those out there. So I got,
Jared,
for that event that I just fished in Italy, I had two practice days with Alessandro. And when we'd be out there looking around, we'd find something.
What'd you guys win?
NDA. You're
trying to sabotage me.
NDA.
We'd put a mark, you know, like a dot or whatever, but everything would be Ike whatever. So it was so funny because then at the end of 2 days of practice, Matt was lit up with Ike waypoints. So it was Ike grass, Ike weed.
Of course it was, dude.
Ike drop, Ike bumble clot.
Bumble clot?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't think it's a good
Jay?
Word.
Definition of bumble clot?
Jay?
Is that a word?
Yes.
I think
bumble
it's,
clot?
I think
Google
it's
it. Bumble
not,
clot?
Not a nice word.
What? Does it rhyme with both
Isn't it
spike
word?
And Ike?
It's a Jamaican word. Jamaican terminology. Does Ike, it bumble clot.
Does it, is it a derogatory word that rhymes with Ike and spike?
No.
It also means damn?
Dag.
No.
No? All right.
Dead gummit.
No. Somebody got my joke. Let's just say if your name was Mike Funky. You'd have the same initials as what this word means. You got me?
Yeah.
You'd be an MF-er.
Hey!
There it is.
Bumble
Big
clot.
Ben Milliken fan.
Bumble clot, MF-er. Yeah. But anyway, that was funny.
Yeah.
So, Jay, I'm sure you got nothing for your fifth on this group here.
Oh, I got it. I'm good. All right. I'm good.
Okay. You probably figured it out while we were talking.
Yeah.
So the last time Jay was on was the Christmas show. He drove down here.
Yeah.
That's when Dave delivered Stormtroopers Christmas.
Oh, that was a good one. Oh, that was the old studio, too.
Yeah, it was the old studio.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Pete, what year was that?
5 years ago?
Yeah, probably.
That sounds about right.
Give or take.
Yeah.
Three.
Call click click.
Jay,
should we have Bob Lazar on next show?
What's that?
Should we have Bob Lazar on the next show?
Bob Lazar.
Yeah. Dave?
Yeah, good luck getting Bob Lazar on that show. So that'd be Bob, great, man.
Yeah, Bob Lazar is only going on big shows. Bob Lazar, for people that don't know, was a scientist at Groom Lake. He was a guy who specifically was sent into Groom Lake to understand the propulsion of a captured alien craft. His whole thing was he built a hydrogen-powered rocket ship before this that, like, flew across, like, the desert.
His car.
And he was brought in to him and another guy. It was a compartmentalized experiment where some people were here to, you know, understood the propulsion. Others understood the steering. Others understood the computer mechanisms, landing gear. Like, everyone had a specific job. Yeah. Lazar's was specifically propulsion, and that's what that reference was, I guess.
Yeah, they were reverse engineering the power source of these spacecraft, like, that we've had since the 50s, 40s.
Yeah, and Lazar's,
you have,
like,
to say it.
Lazar, the most interesting thing about Lazar was, Jay, what was the element? What was the number of the element that he had talked about? Do you know that one? If anyone can Google it. There was an element that was not yet talked about.
Oh, F-69.
No, but there was an element. Like,
C-3.
It was like element.
115.
What?
115?
So element 115, he talked about it before anyone else was talking about it.
Huh.
And now that we know, like, 20, 30, 40 years later, like, element 115, if that's what it is, that's an actual thing.
Moscovium.
You know, and it had something to do with the actual... It had something to do with the actual structure of the craft, and it was propelled by electromagnetic forces. So, in other words, it operated within our electromagnetic field. It didn't have a propulsion, so to speak. It constructed itself within the magnetic field.
Whoa. That's too deep.
There's plenty of interviews with him talking about that.
Bob Lazar. Let's get him.
Yeah.
BTC?
I hope he's a bass angler.
I can't understand LiveScope. How am I going to understand that? It's ridiculous. Yeah. Jay, thank you for coming on the show tonight. We really got to jump around with many topics tonight, and I like that. I like that. You know, I really do savor the moments where we get away from fishing a little bit. It's yeah, and I can't hear you. Bryce still has to learn the microphone.
I don't learn
it. You have your own microphone.
You can't catch a bass if you can't operate a microphone.
Catching a bass or producing a podcast.
Yeah. That might have something to do with the mustache.
He met somebody with his hands in his pockets. He ain't even talking.
Jay, thanks for coming on. We look forward to keeping up with you on Bass Blaster. And
great costume, by the way.
Yeah, good costume. Good costume.
Fantastic.
You know what the funny thing, though? I honestly, like, I look forward to my... Bass Blaster emails.
Yes.
Like, that's probably one of the favorite things, so I'll have them. Dude, it's funny. Like, I would say 10 to 15 emails I get a day, and I'll get, like, it's like, I don't know, like, IKEA, like, Old Nate, you know, like, all these and then all of a sudden I see the Bass Blaster, and I'm like, I instantly delete all the rest, and I get to open that, and that's like my news every day.
Yeah.
So it's really fun for me. So
great
appreciate
newsletter.
That, Jay. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Listen, well, thank you for reading, guys. Thank you, and Gal, thank you for having me on, and Becky, just shout out to you for not enough sleep, and you're still the most lucid person in that room.
Yeah. Thank you,
Jay. It's not that big of an accomplishment.
Intelligence don't lie. Jay Kubar, everyone.
Yes. Thanks, Jay.
Happy Halloween. Jay.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great night. I appreciate it.
You the man, bud.
Bye.
Pete, I know that's deep, some of that conversation. That's deep. Because
that's deep water for Pete.
No, it is, and I get it. I understand.
I don't – I mean, I'm – come on, if you're thinking that aliens are a thing, I mean, there's billions and billions and billions of galaxies. Of course it's a thing.
Has to be.
You know?
Has
I mean,
to.
I don't understand the controversy.
Yeah.
Alien universe.
I don't understand people getting all bent out of shape.
We got to get Jeff to film that shit.
You can't believe that we're the only living
creatures. It's not possible.
I don't.
No.
Not possible.
No.
Yeah. No, I'd agree with that. Paul?
But it's such an unknown to dive into it.
Paul?
Do aliens have
email?
Email?
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
Paul,
Brian Carpenter, what do you want to do here? We got. Do you want to? You want to just do an unboxing real quick? Do you want to? No. How you want to do it? Okay, we'll do an unboxing real quick, and we'll end this. So, we have one in front of us that's unopened. We have another.
No, we got to do the red
one
here.
Michael,
the red
one. We're there, sweetheart.
Right. Jake said the red one.
Jake said red. Okay, we're gonna do an unboxing.
Why do we act like our shows are interrogations? We gotta end it. We gotta get it over with. We gotta get the confession.
No, I know. No, we don't have to do that. But, so here's the thing. You know, normally, guys, I open this up with a pen or I use a knife or a razor blade. Tonight, no. Tonight, since I am, what's his name?
You're going to use Becky's toenail.
Ralph Macchio. I'm going to actually use some karate techniques.
What is his name in the movie?
What is his
Daniel,
name?
Dude.
Daniel, dude. It is Daniel.
Daniel
Russo.
Daniel.
Daniel
Russo. Are you American? That's awesome.
Paint the fence.
I had forgotten.
Pizza paint the fence.
Pizza Putin spy.
Wax. Is he?
Putin Pete.
I don't know. Putin
paint
Pete.
The fence.
I am Polish.
Wax the flow. Open the mystery tackle box.
You're going to get it.
You're going to. Dang.
God, they got to. Well, they got to ship them. So
they use, like, space tape.
Hey.
All right, I got it.
Hey,
someone's getting that box.
You should probably slice it to help fake the karate.
How my hand hurts.
Because you got like a trouble.
All right, we're going to let's start with Pete tonight. We're going to, you know, how this drill works with the only live podcast.
Yeah, Pete, every week.
I was where Kung Fu Theater meets Richard Simmons.
Wow. Fishing's way easier. Not doing karate anymore.
Are you ready for me to go?
Yep,
can I go?
Yep, go.
Can I roll?
Yep, you know the rules.
All right.
We're going to pick one and we're going to talk about it.
I went to Topwater. This is an excitement, but here's the deal. Hey. We just filmed with Lee Livesey on Lake Fork, and he was teaching about how to go uber shallow in like 6 inches of water for giant, hard to catch fall largemouth.
Yeah.
And it, I don't, this wasn't the bait that he was using, but it was like this bait.
Walking bait?
A walk the dog style bait.
Yeah.
And he doubled in 6 inches of water. First time we've ever had a double caught on Bass University.
Two bass on one bait.
Two bass, one bait.
Very, very cool.
Yep. Livesey.
Very cool.
Big Jake, by your foot.
Yeah. Hand that over to Paul when you get a chance.
Lee Livesey.
Cool bait. And by the way, that one's got three trebles on it, fake which news. Is something I look for in a walking bait. I want that third treble.
Extra hooking power.
Yeah.
Paul?
Yeah. What do you got, Beck?
So I have the Vile Crawl.
Yo, Vile.
Biospawn. I just grabbed it because I thought it was kind of a fun crawl with its little, like, leggies. It almost has, like,
I like those little leggies.
Smaller, almost frog. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
This has got, like, a weird, like, diamond.
It's got, like, a wedge shape.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Plus, it's, I think this one's called sprayed grass, which is, like, a green pumpkin with green and purple flake
Damn,
in
Pete.
It. Kind of.
Sprayed grass.
What a double. Yeah.
Okay.
My man.
I like it.
I like that it doesn't have the appendages. So it can slip through heavy cover. A lot of times you got to pull those things off, try to get it through.
In and out.
In and out.
Easy in and out. All right, I picked a bait. Now, talk about a hybrid bait. Now, honestly, this is one, you know, we open these boxes a lot, and some of the stuff gets put back, and some accidentally gets put in my shop. This is probably one that's going to find its way in the shop.
Look at that thing.
But I've got a lure by Major Craft, and it's called a Jig Para Spin. I have no idea what that means, but here's what I like about it. Check this out, Dave. Part blade bait, like metal blade bait, part tail spinner.
What?
And here's the other thing. So most
tail spinner.
But most tail spinners out there have one treble. Two trebles.
Let me see that
bait.
Again. I didn't see the second treble.
Two trebles.
Dang.
One, two.
Yo.
So this is definitely with late fall, winter coming up, Pete, cold water, fish getting more vertical.
Yep.
This is something I would throw.
Stay off my wall.
I'll stay off your wall.
All,
I only hit it once this year so far.
Felt that bass. Two treble.
See, now I went a little bit more romantic for you 50-year-old plus guys. I went with a Krem knockoff of the Senko.
Oh! A Krem Senko?
A Krem? So there's duality to my choice. One is the nostalgia of Krem, and two is the ever so Krem. Awesome June bug color that is so prevalent in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, shame on you for not bringing these guys on principle alone.
I know.
Krem, dude.
Yeah, I know. Dude. I know. All those years.
Can I mention this, Mike? Because we just did a seminar with Brian Schmidt. Mike, you got to listen to this.
You got to listen.
Mike, I'm telling you what, Brian's the master at grass fishing.
He is.
And a swim jig?
Yeah.
His go-to color?
Junebug.
Yeah. A swim jig.
Wow.
On like you, we know that color in soft plastics, but he was throwing that before jigs were even made in that color. But how many jig companies do you know making a June bug swim jig?
Yeah, why not? Right, it's terrific in plastics.
Pete,
why not
nostalgia wise, tell me first thing, smell it. First thing that comes to your mind.
Man, it just brings me back to being a kid.
Right.
What specifically when you opened up what?
Gil Rakers.
Dude, your hard tackle box smelled like that.
Yeah. In 80s bathroom.
That was your hard tackle box.
Because that 80s bathhouse. Like
nice.
Japan.
Yeah. An 80s bathroom.
It's just that plastic. Dude.
Oh, you know what I learned? I just learned. Well, it was nice on this trip to
Spain.
Trip to Italy.
Spain.
We also had Ken. What's Ken's last name? The Japanese angler. Ken Iobi. Ken Iobi fished with us in this event. And I learned from Ken that in a Japanese spa or bathhouse, you cannot be tattooed or they will not let you in.
What?
Yes.
Because you're a filthy Cretan.
They think you're a mafiosa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting.
Oh.
I could get in there.
So you couldn't get in there?
I couldn't get in there. No. No.
Beck?
A lot of people in this room
couldn't get in there.
Prove it.
I could get in there full Paul Pelosi hammer attacker.
Phil's win. Phil's win. All right, Paul, what do you got?
Well, I'm a big fan of the spinner baits, a good moving bait. I got the Phoenix 3/8-ounce Shore Master spinner bait.
Oh, heck yeah. That actually looks good, dude.
Good job, Paul.
It's good search bait, good fall bait.
Yeah, what's the blade color combination on that? Silver and gold?
Both silver.
Double silver.
Yeah,
okay. Double silver.
Shit.
Paul, did you used to have more hair? Like, did you used to have, like, a big bush?
Yes, I got a buzz cut.
You went private pile on us.
Yeah.
I like it short. Looks good short.
That threw me off.
I like it. Jake, what do you got?
Well, since I'm not going to go fishing until January next time, Brian and I get the same fishing schedule. I got an Acme V-Rod, which is a blade bait.
Ooh.
It's got a little pink on the head, chartreuse and orange, so it's got a little bit of everything for smallmouth.
Ooh, clown color.
Basically, yeah.
Pete, clown color blade bait. Makes a lot of sense.
Coming from our 18-year-old, cheers, Ted Danson.
Guys, I think you should be calling people by their character's name.
Yeah. Oh, I should be. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, Ted.
I've had four whiskeys. I don't want to put that mask back on.
Things will go very wrong.
Things will go very wrong. All right.
Well, whoever wins tonight,
we're
sending them a box of stuff.
They're gonna get the mask because I don't know if I have the
mustache.
Yeah, remember we sent them like a Lego or
we randomly throw shit in there
like, or something.
A Frito Lay that good. Pete drooled on.
Signed
a sinker last time, one of Jake's sinkers.
Yeah, oh, it's so good.
We gotta hook it up.
All right, last but not least, Brian, what do you got from MTB box? Okay.
I have this little satchel of big bite baits. It's a Jake?
Yeah.
What is that?
It looks like a slimmed down version of their gill thing. Know what I mean?
What the hell? I like double tail.
Dude, now there's holes in it, Jake.
What is that?
Come on, I can't see.
Now it's about as awesome as MTV's weather report.
I can beg your brother. I look up and they're both on their phones. No, it's a
Brian, what do you think?
I'm not on my phone. My phone. I'm playing with my bait.
That made me drool.
It looked like the Kaleo crawl.
Little molly car.
You could absolutely kill a person in prison with this, dude.
Probably could.
What'd you get?
Shank?
There's a shank ripping, y'all.
What is that?
It's a fish-shaped
shank. It's a fish opener beer cap popper shank.
That came in the box?
Nah, but it's right there.
We could put it in the box. Somebody will get a shank.
Use the code. You get that.
This is the Kamikaze Swim On.
Dude, that's dope bait. And it's a jukebox.
Chatterbait trailer for that.
I want to give a shout out to Mystery Tackle Box's social media person.
Their social media kills.
Oh, my God. They're so good. They're so good.
They're good people.
Oh, they kill it.
Yeah. I met them once.
Shout out to MTB social person. If you want to leave MTB and work somewhere else, look us up. We're looking for a person right now.
It was nice knowing you guys.
Exactly. That's always good for the relationship.
No, I'm just kidding.
Damn.
No, I want to steal, what do you call social media person?
Who?
We're not stealing anybody's.
Okay.
Yeah, we are.
I want to steal a minute to claim victory on things you guys have dismissed me for my entire life on. Jay Kumar, who you most respect, everyone in this room respects, didn't disagree and absolutely validated everything I said.
He actually agreed with everything
I know.
Said,
I know that.
Which is very unique.
And I have been dismissed, diminished, and insulted over my entire life over these things.
not 100.
That
yeah, not 100%.
That's a little.
Not 100%. Not everything. Not everything. Probably.
Well, you're pretty harsh 60. Though, Dave. Like you start out insulting whoever you're talking to. And
thank
then
you.
You want to not to be listened to, you know? It's like, what do you call me? I plain or white? What's the word?
White bread. No, normie.
Normie.
Yeah, you're a normie.
It's just you start right out.
Yeah,
like,
normie.
What do you call me? Come on. Now, but how am I supposed to listen to you after that?
And he starts cracking jokes that go right over my head. I didn't get it. I didn't even get it.
Oh, Paul didn't get the jokes you made on him.
Exactly.
Paul, I was just having fun with you, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
But, Pete, did you even know who Bob Lazar was? Or did you think that was the name of, like, a new balloon?
Well, I do. Why would I? You should be speaking in terms of a scientist that's doing so. I don't remember the guy's name.
No, but I mean, you know? My point is.
That sounds fun.
I don't. I don't come out attacking right away. I attack.
You pretty much out of the gate.
2 seconds later.
2 seconds.
It is what it is.
All right. My point is, everyone in this room.
It's not Bob Sully attack, but it's just one notch down.
Right. It's a setup, and then it's an attack.
This is a further diminishment of me. Because everyone loves Jay, but because Jay agreed with me, somehow I'm still an asshole for my point.
Because he's got that radio voice.
Yeah. If I could talk like an educated man, it would be different.
Actually, you were extremely articulate as you talked about this stuff
always.
Tonight. That was very impressive.
Yeah, well, no. I'm just reciting what I hear. That's all. It's Mockingbird.
Apparently.
It's out to lunch, but very.
That's not out to lunch, Pete. That's where you're wrong.
Well, now that I know Kanye has officially bought Parler, I'm going to subscribe.
Kanye, so Mike, since you've been in Italy, a lot have happened.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Kanye has been absolutely smashed. I won't go into what he was smashed about, but Kanye is now delisted from every sponsor he ever had. Yes, we'll talk about it after the show.
Absolutely.
I don't disagree with Kanye.
Yeah.
I'm just merely saying things have changed since you've been in Italy.
Oh, okay.
Checking
he
out architecture and hanging out.
Role.
And he transgressed and spoke about something you're not supposed to in that realm.
Okay.
And in your realm,
we'll talk about your show. I'm not sure. No. Any of this stuff. But it was a good show. Let's.
I got another guest sitting in the queue.
Oh, let's get him on.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. I have another whiskey ready.
Did you see Beck's face? Wow.
That's well
she was
done.
A cross. Right as you said that, well she became a cross between Peg and Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Combined.
She got the seat.
Oh, my goodness.
You look good with bangs, though.
Yeah, hot as shit.
Can we
We do have an MTV Box winner.
We do, yes. Okay, so let's do this. Of course, we had the like and share contest over Facebook. We're going
to
give you one of these boxes.
Not dancing, bro.
Who do we got?
We have Dustin Grant.
Dustin Grant is our winner for the like and share.
Yes.
Okay, Dustin Grant. Yes,
good
Dustin.
Good job, Dustin.
Dustin. Woo! Was there any funny IMs other than like Drunkwood with his inch long nipple hair? Like
was there
anything, dude?
There was a lot, but you guys are rolling.
Brian looks like Ron Jeremy. I'm now Bob Saget.
Bob Saget's closer.
Yeah.
Than Ted Danson. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Closer.
I still think
rest
the 90210 thing works.
Right, Luke.
Yeah.
I was thinking Luke. That's what I thought he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he just had the jacket, didn't he always have like a leather jacket?
He did have.
Or
he had a cloak on it at all times, but he did have a flannel and he did have that.
You got to be cloaked.
Hair. So, yeah. Thanksgiving show, trying to have Luminati in here.
That'd be awesome.
The studio.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be freaking great. Beth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is all pending. Miss Rebecca's approval.
Can Lou? Can we get Lou to bring his trophy in?
Yes,
that'd be cool.
And his boat.
His boat.
It's gonna be sitting right there. We're going.
Hell
to
yeah!
Sit in it, eat.
Yeah, let's put it to rest out in Palatine.
Yes,
got a good spot for it.
For Christmas, I'm trying to get Eric and the boys, Eric, Kai, and Johnny up here.
Oh my
God! That would be dope. Super dope. Yeah.
I would sit where Paul is in the.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was going to insult you.
Again. Wow.
I pulled back.
To the end, Paul. To the end.
I wish you would fire back because you make me feel like a fucking asshole. To be honest with you,
well,
I wish you would shoot back at me. Well deserved. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
Mike, we've got to plan this, but coming like February is 10 years for us.
Wow, it's a big moment.
Damn. So yeah. I know you're about to hit the road.
Yeah,
but we got to plot that out.
Yeah, we do.
That needs to be a big one.
What was our first show?
Our first show.
Was it Trent?
Our first show was Mike was about to leave for the Classic.
Ed Bassmaster.
It wasn't.
No, you're right. It was Ed
Mike
Bassmaster.
Was leaving for the Classic. Our second show. Oh, yeah. Talking to Mike. Yeah. Our second show was Mike came home and Randy Howells won the Classic. He invented Red, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. he invented Red. And he took over the show.
Yeah. We learned a lot.
Yeah.
We
did. And you guys still thought it was awesome not to have me here?
What happened?
and you still thought it was awesome not to have me here?
You ain't getting away, dude.
No, I'm saying by that time, you still thought it was
awesome.
You're
just giving me another job to make sure you be here. You have no idea what you do to me, bro. Love you, man. Yeah.
Cool.
So that should be a big one.
That's a big one.
Ten years. That's a long time, dude.
God
damn.
Yeah, 10 years, dude. You know how many views Thirsty YouTube guys got off our interview last show? Millions.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Say again.
What are you talking about?
Well, we had the tournament director.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Mike, Brian and I talked about with that. You might find this interesting. Millions. So, we don't know. I mean, it's not confirmed. I heard that guy was a police officer.
The tournament director or the. Okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
So, there. Maybe. Like, from a legal perspective, this is super interesting because there's Fourth Amendment privileges that get pushed on to someone when someone is a police officer versus an average citizen.
Okay.
The average citizen tournament director who cuts open the belly and a bunch of weights fall out, there's no Fourth Amendment protection.
Mm.
Like a security officer in a store or a cashier who catches someone shoplifting, there's no Fourth Amendment privilege presented to the person who's stealing or allegedly stealing. This guy's a police officer and supposedly a police officer, and these guys knew he was. So what Fourth Amendment protections, Becky eliminated that when I was trying to talk about it earlier, what Fourth Amendment protections initially were activated upon those weights falling out of the stomach?
Wow.
Something to sunshine, that's all.
That's super.
Something
Jay
to think about.
What do you think about that? You're an attorney.
Yeah, Schwartz and Schwartz and Schwartz. What do you got?
What's their attorney saying? They're not guilty.
Not guilty.
And they're going to defend them that
They're going to lose their fishing license, and it will go away. That's going to happen.
Honestly,
plea bargain.
That point right there is the thing that really upsets me the most about cheating that has happened in fishing is nobody has ever been convicted in any kind of significant manner ever.
Mm.
Not ever. Like you think of all the latest ones, the big one in FLW, the weighted fish.
So Pete, what you're saying,
fish trap.
I mean, skip to it because I'm gonna back you up is. Frontier justice. Let's be real. If you follow the letter of the law, and you're going to find a loophole and skim out on some lawyer bullshit. People need to get punched in the face once in a while.
Yep. Hey, you said that in the first
show.
I'm not
saying to a point that people get disabled for the rest of their life, but a broken nose leaves a mark. It leaves an impression. More people need to get punched in the fucking face.
Support what
it's
you're
just
saying,
a fact, man.
Because in criminal cases,
because I learned some of my best lessons getting punched, and you were one of them. You were one of them.
You're picking on me.
I don't know. No, I wasn't picking on you. I was just running my mouth, but I realized, all right, stupid, hold your hands better, or shut the hell up. Like it lasted. It was a lasting lesson.
Criminal
cases. Some people they only understand a good piece of hickory.
Criminal cases.
John Wayne.
Yeah.
Burden of proof. Civil cases,
Becky?
Preponderance of evidence. O.J. wasn't convicted in a criminal court. He was convicted
Likewise,
in a civil court.
Yeah.
So these other anglers, sue, and you will win with preponderance of evidence versus overwhelming proof.
We'll see.
I'm concerned about the sport that we need to be decisive. We need to eliminate people that are cheating, and we need to be strong in that regard and find a way to really
you cheated.
Punish.
We'll take away your check for that event. What about what else?
What about the 300?
Or less.
Well,
they took
the 300,000
They took their boat, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't take it.
But we are assuming. We are assuming. No, but
for the investigation.
Yeah. But there's things that fall in line. Who said that? You, Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in Fish and Game, the threshold for confiscation of property is far less than it is for law enforcement, right? Like regular law enforcement. Like, so Fish and Game has way more leniency in terms of searching a vehicle for a Fish and Game violation versus a regular police officer.
So that's only temporary that they took the boat.
It was because of a suspected Fish and Game violation, I would assume. I mean, if we're going by New Jersey law, and most laws are all the same, what am I missing?
I love it.
Beck's falling
asleep. Becky, I don't know, how are you still
our
here?
Our host and hostess are very tired. Yes.
Under better
Peg,
conditions,
everyone.
You would have left hours ago.
Peg Bundy, everyone. Yeah. Peg Bundy. Round of applause for Peg Bundy. He's gone on two, 3 hours sleep.
Dave's like, what the hell? I was in the middle of my
Yeah,
shit.
I guess. Like,
oh, well, golf clap.
Becky stole your thunder by sleeping.
By sleeping. Twice. She thinks she's still in the doubt. She's actually in the United States.
I think it's time to shut us down, Mark.
It is time to shut us down. What else do we have?
In fact, this is the longest you've ever made a show.
We're good.
Any cleanup?
Good.
Anybody? Any cleanup? Nope. We got anything else? All right. Listen.
Yeah, I got a shout out to Chef Eric.
Yo, Chef. Yeah.
Chef's buddy lives a couple blocks away.
Yeah.
Helped me out a lot today, getting shit on. Check out Ed Bassmaster's channel, right, Jake?
Yeah.
Yo, Ed.
Yeah. We just pranked Chef like a month ago or something.
Nice.
Good guy, great man.
Nice. Remember?
Check out the Egg Foundation. Doing lots of good stuff.
Beck, you got to put your headphone on. Nobody heard a fucking thing he said.
You can just hold it like that. Come on, Ginger.
Oh, let me zoom in.
Let's
Come on,
go,
Ginger.
Let's go, Pippi Longstocking, get some out there.
Oh, Ginger.
Please check out the Ike Foundation. We're doing a lot of great stuff right now.
Yes, we are.
Lots of it.
I would agree with that. I want to thank everyone in studio. I'm going to go with let's go with the names tonight. Freddy Krueger, to my right. Thank you, Freddy, for being here tonight. We appreciate that.
Thank you. It's always good to be here.
Pam Anderson. I mean, Peg Bundy. Thank you for being on the show tonight. I want to thank who's in pajamas?
You look like pajamas.
I know. I feel they're actually comfortable. Want to thank Mr. T.
Pain.
Thank
Pain.
You, Mr. T. It's good seeing you. Mr. T, you look great tonight. Thank you. And you're still angry as ever, which is also great. Also want to thank the Raptor for coming in.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. Sorry about that, Paul, for coming in. Tyrannosaurus Rex for coming in tonight. Yes.
That's a T-Rex?
T-Rex. Dino.
John Wayne Gacy, everyone.
Yes, John Wayne Gacy. Also want to thank
kid, man.
The guy from Cheers or the guy from
Full House.
Full House.
90210.
90210. Luke.
Yeah.
Your local lawyer.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on. And last but not least,
Jay Spiegel.
Jay Spiegel, Magnum PI.
I invented football and kicking balls off of a thing in the middle of the field.
Jay Magnum, thank you for coming on. Also want to thank the one and only Jay Kumar. How do you say it, Jay?
Jay Kumar.
Jay Kumar. For coming on tonight from Bass
Blaster. Jay was awesome.
Thank you, Jay. Jay was great. And look
and
forward.
And his book, Dark Woods, by the way, in the background, if you can find it anywhere, it's Dark Woods.
It's interesting. I want to read that now. Yeah. I really do.
I'll give you my copy.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in to Halloween Special.
Marcello Vanicetti from Italy tuned in.
Thank you.
Oh,
Marcello,
he won
ciao.
He can't win anything because he's in Italy.
Grazie.
Becky, you got to ship him a... 80-pound box of
to Italy. That'll be okay. We can probably do that. Ike Live stickers everywhere.
All over Venice, the winning bag of
Roma,
stickers.
Roma everywhere.
Winning bag of stickers.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Good night. Bye. Bye.
All right. Paul.
Wax on.
We're going to you, Paul.
Wax off. Paint the fence. Wax off.
All right. Dude, he looks like one of the Slee Stacks from...